generic bed without my name on. Well, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, they say. Not my words, of course, but the words of Jeff Wayne, out of Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. The chances of anything remotely useful coming out of this show, however, are quite significantly less. But let that not get in our way. Good afternoon and welcome, then, to 3 till 6.30 on LBC 97.3. My name is a man called John Holmes. And in a sort of bizarre, unthinkable flashback to Channel 4 circa 2000, I'm sort of sitting in for Ian Lee at the last minute, like I did on Series 5 of the mostly forgotten 11 o'clock show. So, just what's coming up in the next 3.5 hours? Well, naturally, we've got dozens of ill-thought-out and poor-quality features with which to set about your ears in much the same way that bird flu might set about a duck or a cat. Naturally, as Ian does, I'll be taking your calls. The more mental, the better. We've also got prizes, not donated by you this time, but real prizes to give away for various games, including, oh yeah, Taxi Driver Challenge. If you're a cab driver and you're working this afternoon, give us a call, 0870 90 90 973. There's also a live competition for the homeless. We like to help. In Tramps Win Prizes, there's a rubbish mystery song game, and later in the show, genuinely, and I promise you this, Green Day. Yes, the band Green Day will be coming in here and playing an acoustic set live. No, really. Also in the studio is a fat man called Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hello. And he'll be flapping his porky jaw up and down to form words, whether it's appropriate to or not. All that, plus mostly, well, a load of titting about, really, betwixt now and 6.30 on London's LBC 97.3. That's your mystery song for this afternoon. What we want to know is what's the title of that song? We're going to do more of it later, obviously. But first, where's Ian? That's most of the question everyone's been saying to me as I walked in the building, actually.
For the last 4 or 5 years, I would imagine.
Yeah, actually, yes. Why you? Where's Ian Lee, they say. You're sort of the Netto to his Waitrose. Why are you, why would you be here? But anyway, as I say, he's off today. You'll have gathered that by now. He's off. So, we want to know where he is. It's like a game of Where's Wally, in many ways. A game of Where's Wally, and, well, it's Where's Ian. We've already got flooding in the one of them, on email so far. Lucy said, has he had to go to Italy to be put on trial with Silvio Berlusconi? Maybe he has. Sue, text here, Ian Lee has been posted to Iraq.
Could be.
Yeah. What, Dan, what? Fighting a guerrilla war for cocaine barons in South America.
Yeah, interesting.
Nice. And Kyle, has Ian fallen for an email scam involving a fake Nigerian bank worker and gone to meet him? So,
possibly. I've heard, actually, that he was trying to buy a peerage.
Yeah.
With his vast wealth, yeah, that he's accumulated for doing LBC.
LBC and Celebrity Soup on, yeah, the E channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said the other day that they pay him a fortune, and I'm interested to know, you know, because I've worked on television that no one watches.
Yeah.
And that, frankly, they don't pay you a fortune. That's a lie.
I imagine it is. But, yeah.
Well, no, to
well,
be fair,
we'll soon see. They're paying you that much money. They were talking about the world famous Ian Lee here.
Yeah,
of course,
I realise, yeah, that. So, if you think you know where Ian is, well, you know, why not give us a text, as the kids would say. 84850 is your text number, or you can email us on a computer. what's the email, Mike, for this?
Because
I'm sitting in here like a supply teacher, and I'm not important enough, A, to get my own jingle with my name on it.
No.
And also, no actual email.
And also, there's loads of children mocking you right at the moment.
Yeah.
Like they would a supply teacher.
A teacher, yeah. Just, yeah. Go, look,
who's that idiot?
Who's that stinky teacher? Yeah. Where's the real teacher? He's much better. That's,
yes,
what,
the email address is onairnow@lbc.co.uk.
onairnow@lbc.co.uk. Can you also tell that I've got a cold as well? See,
no,
this is what's bad. This is terrible. Lee, off, right? Just leaves the building, right? Not supposed to buy your leave, we don't know where he is, hence, where's Ian? They drag me off my sick bed.
What, I can't even tell you've got a cold? You're pathetic.
Can't, listen to, look, that's not my normal voice, is it?
It's similar.
Yeah, but it's like my normal voice, but with a cold in it.
That's no, it's
it
not.
Is, it is. We've got a phone call here, Colin from King's Cross. Hello, Colin.
Hi, I'm just dropping a customer off. Can I be rude?
Like, what, to your customer?
No, not to the customer. Oh. I want a tip, so I'm going to be very nice. So,
okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm going to go in for this competition, please.
Well, the cabbie...
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, my love. Oh, yeah. Can I...
The cabbie competition?
Yes, please.
Of course you can. I'll explain... I'm going to explain the rules in a while, so you're driving around still listening, yeah?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good. Right, we'll take... Chris will take your number... or you can call us back or something. I don't know how it works. But either way, yeah, you're up. You can play, right?
Good
but
man.
I'm gonna announce the rules in a while. But yep, you're on. Where have you just dropped someone off, by the way?
At King's Cross Station.
King's Cross Station, marvellous.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the rules are simple. I'll say I'll probably explain after at about 3:15. Just after travel. So thank you,
Take
sir.
Care. Bye.
Bye. There we go. That's our first contestant up and ready. Even though he doesn't know what he's
gonna
do.
He's gonna like those rules.
He's gonna like the rules. I'm just gonna have a sip of medicine.
Yeah. Medicine tea, is it?
Yep. Because of my... Did I mention I've got a cult? Did I say?
I don't remember you saying
I'm that. Not feeling that well, actually.
No? You look all right.
Shut up. Perhaps a listener could send me a poultice of some... So it might be bird flu.
I very much doubt
might
it.
Might be. So, yes, where's Ian? Come on, that's what we want. 84850, on air now at lbc.co.uk. You can also, of course, call us. You know, we can invite you this afternoon to pick up your electric telephone, as Colin did there, and dial the following number, 0845 790 9090. That'll get you through to the Samaritans, of course, which is where most of this show's listeners end up clutching their radios and crying. However, if you do dial 0870 9090 973 instead, you'll get through to us. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are naturally most welcome to mash that number into a phone to us this afternoon. Perhaps you're, I don't know, at work. Perhaps you're collecting trolleys in a supermarket car park and are able to deliberately block cars in for a laugh. I say, if you're a taxi driver and like to earn some prizes... Then give us a call as well. Or perhaps, I don't know, you're a serial killer shopping in B&Q for hammers and black sacks. Whatever, the radio floor this afternoon is yours. 0870 9090 973 is the number. And work experience girl Mike is ready, forced to listen in and take your calls along with Chris through there. I've no idea what I'm talking about. Text 84850, email onairnow@lbc.co.uk. So why not waste your own time and money? Frankly, by getting in touch. I was, well, that happened. Well, naturally, hundreds of people now rush to their telephones.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the way here earlier, I was in Oxford Street. It was not really on the way here, technically, but I was in Oxford Street.
Yeah.
And I was wondering this, and this is what I was hoping I could throw to London, and we might have an answer. Golf sale signs. Dozens of them, right? Oxford Street, you walked at golf sale.
Massive 10-foot-tall things with, like, bright green arrows, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Now, I've never been to a golf sale.
No.
Right? And I've never followed the arrow down to where that might... Always points down a little side street.
Yeah.
I'm a bit nervous about going down there. I don't know. Get attacked
after
by,
that thing
by
that
men in tweedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't go there. So, what is a golf... What's at a golf sale?
That's... Actually, yeah.
What is it? I mean...
Maybe it's just one of those things. No one ever knows. You know, no one ever talks about it.
No. It's just there, isn't it?
Maybe they don't
exist. It blends. The thing with golf sale signs, they blend into the background so much. And I've no idea. Who shops at golf sale? If you're in Oxford Street, that's about as far away from a golf course, possibly, isn't it?
An actual golf course.
Then you can get.
So it probably isn't. I'm sure someone will correct us, but, you know, it's a long way.
What's the nearest golf course? Yeah, to Oxford Street? And why is there a golf sale in Oxford Street? And where do you get a golf sale sign? Perhaps... They just point to places you can buy a golf sale sign.
Yeah. Maybe they lead you away to a sort of mystical land.
I mean,
where golf is king.
They don't look homemade. Well, they kind of do, don't they?
No.
But
I think they've been professionally done, but by a really rubbish professional, generally.
Yeah. But what is a golf sale? What is...
Maybe you can just sort of buy the idea of golf. Maybe you just get led...
Yeah.
Imagine this, you get led into a massive, like, white room, just with nothing in it, except the concept of golf, and you can just buy golf.
Oh, it's like The Matrix, but for golf.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Very simple. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Or, perhaps it's just a trick. One golf sale sign simply points to another. So as you go around London, like, you're walking down Oxford Street, and you go, oh, golf sale, I'll see where that goes, I need some golf. And you take a right down, you know, small road, it's down there, another golf sign.
Yeah.
Then follow that, another golf. And it might, well, just lead you around on a wild golf chase.
Maybe. Maybe there's someone in central London now who could go up to a man holding a golf sale sign with a mobile phone and question them about their golf sale.
That's a splendid idea. So that's a, yes. Callers, if you're out and about, 08709 0973, and are near a person or see a person holding one of these golf sale signs, then give us a call and we could perhaps talk to the golf sale man. Mm. In fact, they're probably listening, you know, because they're standing there all day. Bored.
They probably never talk. They're probably in some sort of strange hypnotic trance after just standing there in the same position for so long.
Perhaps they hire mutes.
Maybe.
Maybe that's it.
Don't want to give away too much information about
the
weird golf sale.
Yeah. See, we don't just throw this together.
Yeah.
I think it's clear that we do.
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Anyway, 08709 0973. I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee, and I do apologise for that. We're now going to travel with Alan Joyce.
Thanks, John. We're looking at problems on South West trains out of Waterloo because of an incident.
BC 97.
Generic bed thing. Ian Lee is off this afternoon. Hello, it's LBC 97.3. I'm John Holmes. Text us 84850. We want to know this afternoon, where is Ian? Because we got called in at the last minute, like a supply teacher with leather patches on our elbows. Not on our jacket, you understand, but actually sewn onto our elbows. This is from, who's this from? I don't know. Oh, it's from Mark in Hemel. Just saw Ian slicing a doner kebab in Effie's Kebab in Hemel Hempstead. He looks stressed. this is from Jay in Wokingham. Ian is at the dentist having a wisdom tooth put in.
Oh, that's cutting.
Cutting. Ian's gone to get a hair transplant. That's from Steve. Gone to a new job, I hope. That's from Caroline.
You see, as you're about to realise very quickly, Ian's better than us, so there's no point in sending all these messages to us.
It's slightly wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gone to a new job, I hope, from Caroline. Probably from Caroline Faraday, I don't know. There's another harsh one. I don't care where Ian is, just tell me that he's not coming back from Margaret. That's just cruel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't worry, he is coming back on Monday. Any more here? This is more like it. Bored with you. Bored already. Dump, dump, dump. Bored with you. We'll listen to Ian Lee podcast instead.
That's
kind of
got like
back
it
on track.
That's what we used to.
What else we got? I don't know where. I know where he is. This is from someone. I know where he is. I was listening to Steve Allen's show this morning, and he said that Ian's in trouble with the boss for pretending to win LBC Presenter of the Year. There's no such competition as that. Ian is going, I'm LBC Presenter of the Year. Well, there's no such competition. Made up. And that's Steve Allen, whose birthday I think it is today.
With the big pink cake.
He's got a big pink cake. What do you imagine jumped out of that?
I dread to think.
I don't want to know.
It's made a hell of a mess.
That's not icing. That's all I'm saying. Steve Allen's big day birthday. Brilliant. Yes, mystery song competition. I've already had lots of entries in for this. If you have been listening to the show thus far, then you're clearly a mental or don't know how to turn the radio off. But you'll also be aware that on LBC 97.3 for London, we're not allowed to play any songs, which is a shame because, as no one once said, what do songs mean? What do songs mean, Mike?
That's a ridiculous question.
Prizes.
I'm not answering it.
Prizes,
oh, right.
That's
okay.
What I mean.
Prizes, good.
So, to whit today's mystery song competition, we're going to play you a clip of a song. But what we need from you is the title. I'm going to tell you, because it's quite difficult, so I'm going to give you a clue. It's by Iron Maiden, but what is the song called? Here it comes. So what song is that? It is tricky. A lot of you have got it wrong so far. It is quite tricky. Let's just hear it again. A couple of emails in already. Laura from Notting Hill says, is it Absolution by Muse? No, it's not, I'm afraid. Laura, Simon has texted in on 84850 from the M25 and says, is it Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight? Let's have a listen. Close, but no, afraid not, Simon. Nebuchadnezzar from Shepherd's Matrix on the email. Is it Vienna by Ultravox? No. And Linda from Hoxton would have emailed in, but being from Hoxton, she can't write. So prizes still very much up for grabs. Rubbish prizes, but prizes nonetheless. All you need to do is name the song. It's by Iron Maiden, but what's the song? I'm John Holmes, this is LBC 97.3. If you think you know what it is, text us 84850, there will be prizes, we don't know what they are quite as yet. Now, we've got a lot of cab drivers. Is there someone on the phone, Chris? Have we got someone, something for random reasons? Let's just see who it is. Chris, I think, is on the phone. Hello, Chris.
Hello, mate.
Hello, whom are you? Chris from where?
Chris from Berkhamsted.
Chris from Berkhamsted. And you are calling us for what reason?
Well, I was going to try and win some prizes.
Oh, okay.
We're putting on a run a music project.
Yes.
And we put on a gig at Society Arms.
Yes.
In Hemel Hempstead, 31st of March, with three great bands.
Okay.
Raising money for Mencap.
Right.
Steve Allen gave us a DVD last time, so...
What was it?
What, the DVD?
Yeah.
No, a DVD player.
Oh, DVD player?
Yeah, we raised 500 quid, we raised 500 quid for the hospice of St Francis.
Well, that's very impressive. Did it work?
I can't believe
Steve Allen gave away something that's worth anything.
Probably his old one.
No, he won it, I think, on Amazon or something.
He won it on LBC.
We know where Ian Lee is.
Where?
He's in disgrace.
He's in disgrace?
Yes. So, what I'd like is his certificate for his presenter of the year.
As
a prize to raffle.
Well, I'll be honest with you, he has stuck it to the wall in here.
Well, take it down.
I have a feeling he may have printed it himself. I'm not saying he has, but just looking at the shoddy nature. I'll tell you what, Chris, I will take it down.
Yeah, and grab some of the rest of those rubbish prizes that everybody is sending in.
Hang on, I'm just going to get it off the wall here. Wait a minute. Hang on. There we go. Alright,
We'll put it on eBay.
Chris, what I've got, it says Ian Lee, I'm gonna cross that out. What do you want me to write in that place?
No, leave the original.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll just draw a knob on it.
We'll put it on eBay.
Yep.
For money for Mencap.
Okay, good.
And anything else he's left lying around.
Oh, there'll be loads of stuff. Well, later
his old contract, perhaps.
That's torn up like this one as well, I think. Yeah. We are going to get other prizes. Actually, this is good, because we are going to... I know Ian often gives away prizes that listeners send in. Some old tap. But I thought, well, that's fair enough, and that's what he does.
Put them all in a big box.
Well, we can...
To me, and we'll raise loads of money for Mencap.
Well, we can do you one better, you see, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to send Mike out up to the LBC office in a bit to go through all the other presenters' desks, because they're not here.
Do a bit of thieving, yeah.
A bit of thieving, and anything that we get in there, then we'll send to you for Mencap.
That'd be brilliant.
No problem.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks for your call, Chris.
Bye.
Good. That was easy. That's something to do with stuff we thefted from other presenters, which we're doing a bit. Call us 0870 90 90 973. If you know what the mystery song is, anyone else texted in or emailing Mike with me?
Yeah, I've got a few here. Gail from Wandsworth says, "Is it Touch My Bum by the Cheeky Girls?"
Ooh, let's have another listen. Let's see. She
sounds
wasn't listening,
because
I did say it was Iron Maiden, didn't I?
That's the mistake she's made.
Anyone else?
Nikki from Balham.
Yeah.
Is it Pashabel's Canon in D?
Not bad. Let's have another quick listen. Run to the hills. She's warmest so far for
yeah,
me.
Pretty
for me,
good.
That's not bad.
And Dan from Lewisham says, is it Green Day Basket Case?
Well,
which brings us on.
It's not, but Green Day... That's the Green Day sound I've just made. Green Day are coming in later. I think it's going to be between 5:30 and 6 for a bit of a chat. A bit of a chat. Sound like a DJ. A bit of a twat. Chat. sorry. That's just putting. I apologise. Yeah. That's putting the word DJ and
together. Yeah.
It just is natural. So Green Day will be popping in and playing acoustically.
Brilliant.
They're going to do an acoustic set for us.
I saw them live at Milton Keynes, that massive gig they did last summer. It was amazing.
It might not be the same as that in here. No.
It'll be similar, I would have thought. We can probably recreate the atmosphere somehow.
Yeah, but that's going to happen, so keep listening for that. Taxi Driver Challenge. Now, we've got loads of people ringing up for this, but... this is the rule. I'll tell you now, this is what you've got to do. If you're a taxi driver working this afternoon and you want a prize... Then play Taxi Driver Challenge. To qualify, all you have to do is this. You have to have a fare in your cab, right? Or be about to pick one up. And then give us a call. Then what you have to do, while you're live on air to us, on the phone, is drive that fare as many times around the same roundabout as you can until they notice and say something. It's that simple. The taxi driver with the most revolutions of a traffic island until their fare gets a bit annoyed or just says anything, wins. It's childish and simple. So to play, call us 0870 90 973. It's Taxi Driver Challenge on LBC 97.3. We do need prizes for these things, so we will be sending you, obviously,
I'm glad
accordingly to go and get them. We haven't had any golf sale. No one knows the answer to this. People have just been going, well, I know, I don't know what golf sale signs are for. Good point. But that's not helping us in any way.
No, so we need still want to know.
What... If you know anyone who's ever held a golf sale sign and stands there all day just staring at traffic and dying of fume disease, Then, you know, give us a call. Because you see these people doing it, and it's got to be one of the worst jobs, doesn't it?
Yeah, just standing still.
Just
all day.
Terrible. So if you know who shops at golf sales, what is it a golf sale, how do you get a golf sale sign, give us a call. 08709090973. This is LBC 97.3.
I'm Gary King.
Three.
Yes, it is what they said. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee this afternoon. Don't forget what we want now, just if you know, who shops at golf sales? We see the signs everywhere. I myself saw 27 of them in the same 10-metre stretch of road in Oxford Street today. Who shops at golf sales? What's at a golf sale? And where do you get a golf sale sign? Call us 08709090. Some nine, some O's, and a nine and a seven.
Do it properly.
08709090973. Just time to give you your park update for this afternoon, Friday the 17th of March 2006. Regent's, Hyde, St James's, Holland, Greenwich, Battersea, Alexandria and Green. That's Regent's, Hyde, St James's, Holland, Greenwich, Battersea, Alexandria and Green. That is your London park update for this afternoon. And, of course, if there are any changes, we'll bring them to you just as soon as we get them. OK, texts are coming in. Does Taxi Driver Challenge include licensed private hire stroke minicab drivers? Yes, it does, Nitesh in Feltham. Anybody who is a cab driver, illegal or otherwise, is, you know, can play. Taxi Driver Challenge sounds highly irresponsible and dangerous. Sounds cool. That's from Ryan in Battersea. What else we got here? Any more answers to the music there? The music quiz. Let's just hear the music again. Okay, any guesses?
Yeah, we've got a few. Paul from Streatham has texted in with Some Girls by Racy.
No,
off the mark, that one. Roger from Fulham has claimed that it's definitely Renny and Renata's Save My Love.
No, I've got one here as well. This is from Vince at the Three Tons in The Slough. Says, that song sounds like Take On Me by A-ha. Quality pop at its best. Let's have another quick listen. No, you're way off, Vince. The clue I'm giving you is it's by Iron Maiden, OK? That is your clue. If you think you know what it is, there are prizes up for grabs this afternoon. Text us 84850 or email onairnow@lbc.co.uk. Now, golf sales. I think Mark is on the telephone, electric telephone unit. Hello, Mark.
Hello, chap. How are you doing?
I'm very well. You, sir?
Good, thanks.
Good. And where are you this afternoon?
Driving around sunny Epsom Downs.
Is it sunny?
It is. It's lovely.
That's
out here,
very nice. And what are you doing driving around? Just killing time, or
no, working.
And what are you doing? What do you do?
Little business over here in the Surrey area.
I see. All right. Would you like to share with us what that business is, or is it a secret?
Yeah, we're gaming machine operators. We operate coin operated equipment in pubs and clubs.
Marvellous. Marvellous. So you know about golf sales?
Yes.
Go on then.
Well, I used to be in the golf trade some years ago in another life.
Right.
And the green signs you see have become a bit of an icon, really. But when I was in the business, they used to operate what were known as hotel sales. So you'd see these signs popping up outside hotels and various other places.
Yeah.
And they'd turn up with a van full of kit and sell it off at a relatively cheap price.
I see. So what is it? Just hats, tees,
yeah,
clubs?
Pretty much everything. I mean, you know, we used to supply a lot of what you call branded kits, so the Pings and the TaylorMades and stuff everyone recognises. And these guys would sort of sell off stuff you probably haven't recognised before, but I think they've done very well. I mean, they've got to... I think other people have jumped on the bandwagon, actually, and...
My theory is they just stand there pointing, you know, round London. So if you follow one, I think it just goes down a street to another one, and then follow that over there, a park through that. Yeah, it's a trail, and eventually it leads you back to the original one.
Absolutely, you go back to the original one, but you know you've got it right when you. I saw a film. I forget it was a James Bond film or something, and there was a bloke standing with a golf sale sign. I thought these guys have got it cracked.
What James Bond film was that in?
I'm not sure it was a James Bond film. It was something on telly. It was a film of some sort, and James Bond comes to mind. But there was the guy standing there with his headphones on, looking rather cold, tired, and upset.
The man with the golden club. I don't know.
Holding the man with the golden club, possibly.
Ah, that's good. Golfing Bond puns. there's something we can not do because it's a rubbish idea. Mark, thanks for the call. That shed a light on it for us, I think. What coin-operated machinery are you... Oh, he's gone. I was just going to talk about coins, but I won't know. He's gone. Or is he still there? Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still there. Sorry, I thought you'd, you know... gone. What coin-operated machinery? Are you talking condom machines, or...?
No, sadly, nothing as interesting. We operate with the old fruit machine, the old, the old slot machines.
Oh, yeah. And how is the trade? With the days of technology and the internet.
It's tough.
Is it?
It's quite hard out there, but then there you go.
No, there you go. Have you got any on you now?
No, not in the back of this car.
So are you on the way to mend one, take money from one?
Neither. No, actually, I'm on the way to buy a sandwich.
What, from a coin-operated machine?
Yeah.
I'm certainly not bright enough to mend them. I've got a great team of engineers. I'm not allowed to mention my company.
I've no idea, but do it anyway.
Alexander Automatics for coin-op equipment. There you go.
So if anyone needs a coin-operated equipment...
You know where to get it.
Mark's your man to find, apparently. Mark, thanks for that.
No worries.
Mark, see, well, I now know something about golf sale signs.
We're getting towards the truth.
But it's just one of the, it's one of the leaflets you get. I mean, you walk, I've seen the Oxford Street thing. You walk down the street, as is traditional, and if it's not a golf sale sign, it's a leaflet for an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah. What is an all-you-can-eat buffet?
Well...
There must be some restrictions.
What are the rules?
Yeah.
Because does it... if it says, in one lunchtime only, in brackets, underneath. But it doesn't say that.
No.
So, technically, you could keep going back and go, well, you said all I can eat for this price, and then just keep eating.
Yeah, it never says at one sitting, does it?
No.
No, that's interesting. You could take a suitcase, fill it up.
Yeah.
With pizza or, Chinese, whatever it might be.
If you argued the small print, you could say, well, you said all I can eat. You didn't specify when.
Yeah.
Or where.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You could be... You'd end up too fat to get in through their restaurant door, and that's where the cut-off would have to be, probably.
Together, we could bankrupt all-you-can-eat buffet, but I'm just looking for a Strepsil.
You are pathetic.
Well, I've got a sore throat.
We're on the radio.
Well,
wait till the next break.
Doesn't matter, does it? No one mind.
Your voice sounds fine. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Listen.
You're putting a cough on.
No, I've got a cough.
You're an idiot.
Cherry. other coughs which are available. Probably need to say that. Mystery Song Competition, we're still doing that, of course. We now know a bit... sounds a bit weird talking this, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. It sounds... Your voice sounds worse now than it did before, yeah.
Well, what else have we got here on an email? I'm not reading that out. That's swearing. Where's Ian? I think that Ian is raising a people's army, maintaining the internal struggle against apathy, passivity, laxity and bourgeois self-indulgence.
Unlikely,
I have
thought.
No idea.
No.
What that means. Is the mystery song I Don't Like Brussels Sprouts by... is it what? Oh, I Don't Like Brussels Sprouts. No.
Doesn't that ring any bells for you? A song about Brussels sprouts?
Is it that...
Let's not think about that too much.
Okay.
Move on.
Yeah. This is good. Ian Lee doesn't do texts, but they've texted it in. Okay. Ian is off, you may have gathered. He's away today, but nobody knows why. So we were called in, very much like supply teachers at the last minute. I know where to get those golf sale signs. I often see signs for them locally saying golf sale sign sale. That's for Mark. I don't know where he is. Owens is in Sutton. Thanks for that. What's this? This is a good show, but at rate of calls at 2 for 30 minutes, it's not worth ringing in, is it? Frustrated caller. Well, of course it's worth ringing in. 0870 9090 9090 9090 973.
The less callers there are, the more chance you've got. I don't think they've grasped it.
Well, there appear to be a lot of callers for the Mystery Song Competition, but that's not a call competition.
No.
That's a text competition.
Text.
Yeah, that's right. Ian Lee might be running along Slough High Street squirting custard into the ears of old ladies.
You never know.
So says Bernard.
You never know.
In Purley. That sounds like something Bernard probably knows more about than he's letting on, I would think. Green Day are coming in live. That's right. Actually live. Between... What time did I say they'd be here? 5:30 to 6.
Yes.
About that. That will be happening this afternoon. This cough suite that I won't mention the name of. Very nice.
Really?
I bought it on the way because I thought that...
Can I have one?
No.
I want one anyway.
Be on it. Ill.
Doesn't matter.
Well, then.
Mm. Might make my voice even better than it is already.
Okay. Fine. The other thing I was going to...
Horrible.
That was a waste of a sweet.
It's not very nice.
If I don't get better...
What flavour is it?
Cherry flavour.
I don't like cherry.
I told you it was cherry flavour before you put it in the bin.
Do you want to get it out? Do you want it?
Well, what else is in the bin?
I don't know. Let's see. I can fish it out of this.
What the hell's that?
It looks like beans on toast in a box. Whose is that?
It doesn't really look like beans on toast in a box.
Nick Ferrari's breakfast
it doesn't look
is
like,
in this bin.
It is actually half-eaten beans on toast in a box.
I'll give you a tenner if you eat some.
I can't eat that.
Yeah, you can.
I've got a sore throat.
Might make it better. £10.
£10. Show me the money.
All right.
Show me the money.
Hang on.
Show me the money.
There you go. £10.
Alright.
You've got to eat it and swallow it.
Oh, you didn't say that.
You thought that's what eating is.
I don't know whose it is.
Doesn't matter.
What if it's Steve Allen?
It hasn't been bitten into. Go on, £10. Just a bit with some beans. Go on.
I don't want a cold bean.
Just a little bit of beans. It'll be alright. £10. Go on.
Oh, Chris is throwing money. He's going to add two quid to the pile for me to eat that.
£12. Go on, John.
What? And a biscuit. What, eat that
to wash
and a biscuit?
It down.
I can't eat that. It's disgusting.
Of course you can.
You eat it.
£10, no.
I would like £10.
You need it.
Yeah, I do, to be honest. So what?
£10, one bite of that bit with the beans.
Yeah, give it. Oh, it's horrible. It's all cold.
It's in a kebab box, in a polystyrene
kebab box that's in the bin.
Yeah.
And it's beans, cold baked beans, and on sort of half-eaten toast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can't do that.
No?
£12
and a biscuit.
Depends whose it is.
I would imagine Nick Ferrari's. It's a breakfast item. Well, he's all right, he's a clean man.
Yeah, he is. As long as it's not Steve Allen's.
No, it won't be Steve Allen's.
I wouldn't eat that. It could be James O'Brien's, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Smells a bit like Sandy Toksvig.
I think that's an unrelated issue.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay. £12. 10 from you, 2 from...
Yeah.
Anyone want to say? All right, well, we've got to go to travel, so I'm going to take a bite.
Okay. All right, go on.
Travel!
If you're heading on to the trains, we're looking
at... London's LBC 97.3. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, and that bean thing, I had to go and spit it out into a toilet during that break.
No money, then.
No, you didn't swallow...
I did specify you had to swallow it.
No, I swallowed a bit. I swallowed a bean.
That doesn't count. I said just take a bite and swallow it.
Like the buffet, you didn't specify how much.
That's my mistake, isn't it?
Give it here.
What, £10?
Yeah, thus I win.
I can't believe you're taking the money. You've won bean.
I ate a bean that's been in a bin. Bean, give it.
You're going to take £10
off
me?
Give it, yeah.
That's like all the money I'm getting paid for this.
Okay, still to come. Green Day. Like, I've got two.
Yeah, but you had to eat off bean.
Yeah,
so I think I win.
Yeah. It did have... No. Green Day Live. That's coming up later. Taxi Driver Challenge. Well, the rules... I'm going to explain the rules now. On the phone to play Taxi Driver Challenge, I have two cabbies. I've got Clive, who's in the city, and Colin, who called from King's Cross. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, good evening. Afternoon.
Good evening. Which one are you, sir?
I'm Colin the cabbie.
Colin and Clive, are you there?
Yeah, Clive's here.
Hi, Clive. Now, the rules of this are very simple, so I want to know which one of you... well, hopefully both of you will be up for playing it. The rules are, right, when you've got a fare in, okay... You get a fare in the back, then you have to drive around a roundabout, the same roundabout, as many times as you can, and the person who does it the most before the person in the back has a go at you wins.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
It's Colin the cabbie.
Hello.
Can I eat the baked beans instead?
Well, I can send them to you as part of your prize if you do it.
Well, I'd rather eat the baked beans. As I've got a big guy and he's a really tough-looking fella, and I start taking him round the roundabout.
Well, you know, the challenge, the gauntlet has been thrown down, Colin.
Okay, well, I'm empty at the moment, thank God.
Okay.
And hopefully the other gentleman will pick up before me.
Right. Are you bottling it, Colin? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm empty. I'm really empty.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm in Essex Road, Islington, empty.
Right.
So I swear, as soon as I pick up a job, I will let you know.
That'd be great. And then we'll do it.
Okay.
Good work. Okay.
See you soon.
Bye. Okay, cheers. Clive.
Yeah, I've got a fare.
Have you got someone in the cab?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Whereabouts are you?
I'm just coming up City Road to Old Street Roundabout.
Right. Go round the round. Well, who is it? What's the fare like?
It's a foreigner.
Is it a foreigner? Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, could be here for ages.
Yeah, yeah. In that case, yeah, well, no doubt you're fleecing him anyway. So, drive round the Old Street roundabout. Okay. I want you to go around it 10 times.
10 times?
Yeah, go on. And talk us through it as you're doing it. Just, you know, and see what he says.
Alright.
If anything. Are you coming up to the roundabout now?
Yeah, just coming up the roundabout now.
Okay, brilliant. So, you know, go around, just count us as you sort of do it.
Alright.
And then just see, you know, see if he says anything.
Yeah, Paddington. We're going to Paddington, yeah?
Paddington, yeah. Yeah, obviously. Might miss his train. How many times, Clive?
Halfway round it.
Okay, okay, cool. Good man. He's not listening to this as well, is he?
No, this is the way to Paddington.
So, the only way to get to Paddington is to get, is to go round at least twice more. Tell him that.
Yeah, we're going, yeah, we are going to Paddington, mate. Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, how big is the roundabout, Clive?
Oh, it's a big roundabout.
Good. Are the traffic lights on it as well?
I've just gone round it once.
Nice.
Now you'll get the answer because I'm going round it again.
Good work.
Hold on. He's not saying a lot, he's just looking at me.
Can you open your window a bit? We'll drink in some of the Atmos.
I'm stationary at the moment, sitting up.
It's all right, wind the window down.
Yeah, go on.
Tell him you've got to wind. Tell the man you've got to wind the window down to look for Paddington. Tell him you're looking out of the window for Paddington, Clive.
Yeah, it's all right, mate. Yeah, I know where it is, yeah.
Tell him you're looking out of the window for it.
I can't go around again, can I?
Yeah, go on, just once.
Twice.
We'll send you a good prize. A pencil or something.
Well, go around again, yeah.
Go on, once more, yeah. And then we'll call that twice, that's fine.
The last thing you say to him, just say, where's Paddington?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, but yeah, I'm just getting my bearings, mate. Is it a big station, Paddington? Is it a mainline station?
How many times, Clark? Is it, are you around again?
2.5. I'm going, I have to go to Paddington.
That's good, well, that's good. You go.
Yeah, alright.
Thanks, Clark. Right, that's two and a half times.
That's a good record.
Beat that, if you can beat that. But the good thing as well, if we can get, you know, try and get the guy talking as well, and telling you off, because you kind of want to hear that. So if you're a taxi driver and you want to play Taxi Driver Challenge, we genuinely will have good prize. We've got DVDs and stuff to give away this afternoon, and we will send them to you. 08709090973. Yes, 08709090973 to play Taxi Driver Challenge. Simply need to have a fare in the back and then drive as many times round a roundabout as you possibly can. And whoever does it the most will, of course, win our excellent prizes. Mystery Song Competition. Let's just hear it again quickly, shall we? Obviously running this afternoon. Is it the National Anthem? That's from Vic in Tooting. I'm giving you a clue. I'm saying it's Iron Maiden, but what's the title? Hear it once more. Is it Wrecking Crew by The Meteors? No, I'm afraid it isn't. If you think you know better and know what it is, 84850 is your text number. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. This is LBC 97.3.
Now, you know Chevrolet...
Yes, it is. LBC 97.3, 08709090973 for Taxi Driver Challenge. This afternoon, if you're a cab driver, you will have heard our first contestant there get 2.5 times round the roundabout before he bottled it, and his fare was going, but I need to go to Paddington. But if you can beat 2.5 times round the roundabout with your fare in the back before they say anything, then you are going to win good prizes. And I have it on good authority this afternoon. Chris has said we can have proper prizes. It's not just tat for this. CDs, DVDs, you know.
All the good stuff.
His firstborn, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Also, Mystery Song, we've heard that. We've got lots of stuff coming in. Mike, you've got another couple there?
Yeah, I've got a few. Steve from Highgate has asked, is it Breaking the Law by Judas Priest?
No, it's not that.
It's not. Heather from Old Kent Road asks, is it The Politics of Dancing?
By The Reflex?
If you like.
Ah, see, I know my... tat pop.
And just one last one. Holly from Bromley has suggested the Hallelujah Chorus.
The what?
The Hallelujah Chorus.
Right, has she spelt it the way you said that?
Yes.
Like a... Yeah?
By Handel.
Right.
Is it that? Let's see.
Is it that? Let's have a quick listen.
Sounds like it.
It's certainly a classic.
It is.
Give you that. It's by Iron Maiden. Look, come on. It's not that. Actually, it is fair. I mean, it's a bit cryptic. It's a bit tricky, I realise. We just want the title, but it's by Iron Maiden. Very simple. Chris this morning told me that he went to make some toast.
Yeah.
This morning. And his toaster had broken.
Disaster.
Well, there is some toast in the bin. Chris, obviously. It has a bite out of it now, by me. I've caught something from it worse than... I was ill anyway.
Yeah.
Caught something out.
Take some more strep. You're fine.
See?
Stop, you've messed
around.
Other
cough sweets are available. he didn't know how to make toast. So we were trying to work it out. What do you do at home if you haven't got, you know, the toast and you quit? So, hairdryer. Can you cook toast? Can you make toast with a hairdryer?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I suppose.
What we're going to do is try it. Because Chris has, brought in his girlfriend's hairdryer. which apparently she won't be very happy about at all.
No,
so we've got that,
not.
We've got some bread. So, is it possible, is what my question is. And we'll see how long it takes to see if we can get... it won't be quite right, because there's no naked flame, fair enough.
No, but I mean, dry out.
We could probably... You could make crispy...
It'll have the consistency of toast without the colour.
It'll be toast-esque.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
Yeah. So, how long do you think that'll take? 08709090973. You could even win the bit of toast. You know.
Yeah.
We might stick, a signed picture of Ian Lee to it.
Maybe. Some of those beans from earlier.
Maybe some... With the beans, perhaps, from earlier. So that we are going to do that. Mike, we also need these... We keep going on about prizes, I know, but we are going to need prizes. So, after the news, we're going to go and ransack the... We'll have to do it quite carefully, because people are still working there. But we're going to go to the office. You're going to go out to the office and nick stuff out of the other presenters' drawers and desks, the presenters that aren't here at the moment.
Excellent. I'll do it carefully in a ninja style.
That's
so
good.
They don't see.
And we're going to give their stuff away as prizes. So that's all to win. Plus, we've got actual CDs. No DVDs. I lied to you about that. Chris has just gone, I haven't got any DVDs.
I'll nick some from
But if you nick some
upstairs,
from upstairs, that'd be fine. Okay, I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. This is LBC 97.3. Is it How Much Is That Doggy in the Window by Cannibal Corpse? That's from Alec. And is the song The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown? That's from Andy in Banstead. Now, I'm afraid you're both wrong there. But the Mystery Song Competition, if you think you know who it is, then do text us, 84850. There are prizes up for grabs. On the telephone, line... 1,000. There are 1,000 actual telephone lines, mind.
Yeah, I know.
There are.
I know.
There really are.
Definitely, I can see them all.
There's not just two.
No.
There are 1,000. on the line from South Norwood, it's Philip. Hello, Philip.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
I've just come back. You're looking for prizes. I've just come back from my local supermarket, and this is absolutely true.
Yes.
They are offering to everybody who goes in there a toilet roll and a flower.
Right. Why?
Well, it's a promotion, and there's a woman there, and there's a guy in full evening dress.
Right.
Everybody who goes into the store...
Yeah.
They're breaking open, you know, they have these large packs of 24 toilet rolls.
I'm aware of such product, yes.
They're breaking them open and giving a toilet roll to everybody and giving them a flower as well.
You wouldn't want to get them mixed up, would you?
Yeah, I was so amazed. Unfortunately, I've got one of those throwaway cameras, you know. You use them once and then you get them developed.
Yeah.
So I've got the camera out. I said, do you mind if I take your picture? So I've got a picture. So I don't know, because I won't get it developed yet, but...
No.
Yeah, so...
Was it the first picture you took on your disposable camera?
No, I think there's about three left.
Do you carry this camera around with you all the time?
I do, yes. Because you never know when you can take a picture of something.
Well, what are the other photos you took?
You stumped me now.
Was it so long ago?
Developed, I've forgotten what I've taken.
Is it? Do you carry it around supermarkets in case you see something slightly wacky?
No, I always carry it in the bottom of my... I carry a sort of a hold-all type thing round with me, you know.
Do you? What else is in that?
My
hammers.
Radio Walkman type thing and...
Torso.
Batteries and camera and...
Right.
Yeah, I find, you know... Oh. I've always had. I used to, in my job, I used to have to carry one round with me. I've just carried on since I've retired.
What was your job?
I was a bus inspector.
Oh, right. And what was in... So a hold all was necessary for this?
Well, oh, absolutely. The things we had to carry around. At the end, we ended up with little mini computers and...
What, that you nicked?
Oh, no, we were given these.
Oh.
And, yeah, we were given this, and we had the database of things we could check on them, and goodness knows what else, and...
Right.
It became pretty heavy.
Well, I'm not... Yes, it sounds like it probably is. But, you know, how handy that you now have got something to carry your disposable camera. Do you not favour the technology of the mobile phone camera, Philip?
I've got a mobile phone as well, but, no, I haven't... No, I must admit, I don't make that many calls, funny enough. A few texts, you know, and...
Yeah.
And that,
the phoning of radio stations.
The cameras, they're supposed to be giving them away.
Well, that's it. Now, I had to get a new camera, new phone, just for Christmas, because, that's right, I was mugged by a hoodie.
No.
I was, you know.
A hoodie?
Yeah, a hoodie, on a bike, two of them, in sort of, I was going to say in tandem, but that's a bike.
Where was this?
but this was on, this, I'll tell you where it was, Shepherd's Bush Green.
Flipping, eh?
I know. And it was only about 7 o'clock in the evening, Philip.
No.
And I was walking across, my own stupid fault, of course, you know, but as I walked across the green, like an idiot, on my phone, and then out the corner of my eye, and it's getting, you know, it's getting dark at that time, out the corner of my eye, basically a child on a bike.
Yes.
Punched me in the face as he went past and went for my phone. But I was quicker than him, Philip, quicker. Because I tried to kick him off the bike.
Yes.
And I got my phone back. I kept
the phone. Good.
But he'd broken it by then.
Oh, my God. You want to carry one of these fake ones? You know, you can buy these little toy ones for 50p.
Yeah. Why would I walk around with that clamped to my ear? That's,
No, I see what you mean. I'll tell you just a little tip. Why don't you put your mobile phone on a chain and chain it to something that they can't take with them?
It's not mobile, then, is it?
Oh, well, it is. I mean, you get a long enough chain, and it's never, you know...
chain it to your house.
That's true, actually. That's a good... that was a tip once I read in Viz. Well, no, not the phone, but it's a good theory that if you know, you're always losing things like keys and everything,
yes.
You know. If you tie a bit of string to everything you ever owned ever... Right?
Wow.
And then eventually, just follow the string till you find the thing you wanted.
That's right, yes. You know, it's a good idea. You've given us a good tip.
It's not mine, it's from Viz Magazine.
Oh,
I'm not
Viz,
claiming
right.
credit from that, even though they steal stuff anyway.
All right.
No, they don't. No, it's not legally, I'd say that back. Joel Morris, I know you do. Did you ask them why they were giving away...
I did, yes. They said it was the new promotion, and they thought it was something unusual. It certainly looked unusual from the... So I can't wait for the picture to be developed.
You're thrilling.
Excited.
Did you get the toilet roll and the flower yourself?
No, I didn't. I must be honest. I didn't notice it when I went in the store. It was only when I came out.
Right.
And I couldn't stop laughing. You know, it just seemed so funny to me, you know.
And they were dressed in full evening
wear?
Well,
the guy was in full evening dress. And the woman, she had a sort of a normal clothes on, you know. But, you know, it was weird. If anybody wants to see it, it was down Beddington Lane, you know, near Croydon.
Are you sure... You didn't dream this?
No, I dream a lot of things, but I did not dream this.
I, do you know, I'm guessing that you do.
I'll tell you what, it's the store across the road from the sewage farm.
Well, there could be a connection with that and the toilet roll.
Oh, God, I never thought of that.
Maybe
the sewage farm are doing a promotion.
Well, you know, if Asda are giving away a toilet roll for free,
yes.
Then perhaps the sewage farm, you know, are giving away a...
Yes.
Loaf of bread?
I don't know. Well, you could, technically, if you ran out of toilet roll, you could use sliced bread.
Oh, dear.
Well, just a thought.
Is that what you call using
Would
your
that life? Work?
Ah, oh. Good work, Philip. Glad you called. No, I really am. Well, it would work. You see, you know how people just hang bits of paper up in the toilet?
Yeah.
You know,
years ago, when I did work for a small town store, and we had little tins of rhubarb, and we had a promotion, 13 tins of rhubarb and a free gift.
What, you had to buy 13 tins of rhubarb?
Well, yeah, well, they were so small. I mean, we're talking before decimisation, so they were about, about threepence each.
Right, what was the free gift with 13 tins of rhubarb?
Can't you guess?
A 14th tin of rhubarb.
No, a toilet roll.
Oh, God. I feel we've come full circle.
We have, haven't we?
You know, which in many ways is quite satisfying. if you can go back to the shop and get us a toilet roll and a flower,
it was because I was nearby, I decided to pop in there. It's quite away from where I am.
Right, enough now. Thanks, Philip, you weird man. LBC 97.3, I'm John Holmes in Free and Lee.
Milan.
Yes, what they said then. Just time then. Oh, by the way, Ian Lee's off today. I'm John Holmes with a cold. I see I struggle in. Lee.
There's nothing wrong with you.
With a mild case of the bird flu. And I come in with a bad case of the bird flu. Just time to give you today's new metal hoodie roundup. It's getting up to school chucking out time now. So London is awash with new metal hoodie tops. In the Brent Cross Shopping Centre this afternoon, quite a few new metal hoodies have been spotted. There are three Linkin Parks, there are two System of a Down and one 9-inch Nails and one Korn. And that gives the Brent Cross Shopping Centre a hoodie index of 7 this afternoon. Victoria Station has a Limp Bizkit hanging around Upper Crust. And it says up to 4 Slipknots spread evenly between WH Smith's and Platform 6. That gives them a hoodie index of 5. Bluewater in Kent reports they've got 2 Muse ones, 3 Korns, a System of a Down, 6 Foo Fighter hoodies and half a Linkin Park because it may have been torn in a fight. They also report a Lost Prophets one outside Foot Locker near the escalators on the first floor. That gives Bluewater a total hoodie index of 13.5 this afternoon. If you spot a new metal hoodie in or around London, you can call us on LBC's new metal hoodie spotting line. But only if it's safe and legal to do so. You are warned never to approach a hoodie because there is a danger of surly acne. Mike, we need prizes.
Yes.
For this.
So?
For things.
What do you want me to do about it?
I want you to get me prizes.
Where from?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. And we
I get the impression I'm not going to be.
No. Well, because I know Ian does this thing where listeners send in their tat. But I figure the quality of tat that presenters at LBC will have in and around their office desks will be worse. So what I thought is, if you get on your mobile phone, and just go to the office now,
right,
on air, and we'll just go through people's desks who aren't here and just see what, you know, we'll get, you know, Sandy Toksvig's wig and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chest wig, obviously.
Yeah. So,
just see what's lying around.
Okay.
And then we'll send it to people as prizes. I've already promised some of it, of course, to, I can't remember his name earlier, the guy who wanted to raise money for MenCap, and he wanted stuff, so...
Of course.
We can get him celebrities... You know, stuff.
Well, James, I'm always pleased to do my bit for charity.
How more A-list than James O'Brien could you possibly get?
A lot more.
Okay, but let's get his stuff anyway.
Okay.
So, if you go... Well, go.
All right, going. You need to ring my phone.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I can do technology.
We know that's not true.
Okay. There, Mike. I just get dialed through to Mike's phone there. Well, the other thing I was going to say, in my wandering around London today, you see... And I meant we were talking about golf sale signs earlier and how many there are on Oxford Street. If you go to Covent Garden, and in the lift up from the tube, you get celebrity voices telling you what tourist attractions are nearby. For instance, Robert Elms, I say celebrities, using it very loosely, but Robert Elms off of another radio station, he does the voice of the lift in Covent Garden giving tourist advice. Why? And Lloyd Grossman used to do it, or he might do the other one. There are two lifts. If you were a tourist, would you want Lloyd Grossman mangling vowels at you, trying to tell you the things that are in Covent Garden? I think not. What famous voices would you like to hear in a lift, giving you tourist advice? What would be appropriate for London? That's my question. Are there any attractions that you think need a famous voiceover? To help them on the way. That's just something that Chris and I were talking about earlier to do the Covent Garden. We thought, well, why not ask you? You know, we were talking about it. You're better placed. You're better than us at coming up with these things. So 0870 90 90 973. Is Mike on air? Mike's... we've got Mike on the mobile. Mike, hello?
Hello.
Where... Oh, that's very echoey.
I am. In the corridor.
Are you inside Nick Ferrari?
No, not right now.
Really?
That's after the show, John.
Okay.
You and I both know.
I know it is. Yeah, I know your little ways. So whereabouts are you now?
I'm just moving to the office now.
Okay, so what we're looking for is anything that belongs to other people on desks and stuff.
Right, okay.
That we can give away to people as prizes this afternoon, because we've got the Mystery Song Competition. Taxi Driver Challenge, of course, we're still doing. I've got a cough, Mike. Did I mention that?
But go on anyway.
I've got a cough.
I think everyone's interested.
Okay. If you go to the office...
Yeah.
So are you up there now?
I'm in there now.
Is there any...
There's loads of people around.
Okay. Are there any presenters around, or is it just sort of, you know, the people who do the real work?
But just like people who work here, I think most of the presenters probably, they finish about midday, don't they, generally,
yeah.
I think. They don't really work very hard.
No, that's absolutely true.
I'm just trying not to draw attention to myself. I've found a bit of Steve Allen's birthday cake.
Really?
Yes.
Is it pink, like we thought it might be?
It is pink, and it's massive, and it's got a picture of a girl on it.
I find that very hard to believe.
No.
How much is left? How much is left?
About a third of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he would have eaten the whole lot.
Well, he's probably saving it for later.
It is, it's going to say, Steve Allen's birthday today. Happy birthday to Steve. But he's left some cake. He obviously didn't like the cake very much, did he? Because he would have taken it or eaten it.
Yeah, it doesn't look very nice, to be honest.
Did he send people home with it, in a bit of serviette and balloons, do you think, for breakfast?
Possibly, yeah. I believe it's called a fun bag, isn't it? Or a party bag.
A fun bag? I think that's something else.
I'm thinking of something else.
You are, yeah. you are. So, the, okay, well, get some birthday cake somehow. Yep. I mean, you'd wrap it up in something.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
I'll just get it in a bit of paper.
Okay, and what else can you get? What else isn't nailed down? I should explain, we are, Ian is off today, and I'm John, and I'm sitting in like a supply teacher for him. But he normally gives away prizes that you, dear listener, send in, you see. And we thought, well, a better class of tat would be the stuff, or a worse class of tat, really, would be the stuff that LBC presenters have on their desk. So Mike's up in the office, trying to just thieve some stuff for us. Whose desk are you come to now?
I'm at Sandy Toxvig's desk.
Sandy Toxvig's desk. What's she got on it?
It's got her Oyster card on it.
She's got...
She's just left it there.
That's ridiculous.
I think I'm just... Should I just take it?
Told you, steal that.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it. And there's also...
Put that on eBay.
Yeah. Sandy Toxvig. I wonder if there's any money on it. We could see.
If you type Sandy Toxvig's Oyster card into Google, you get something entirely different. carry on.
There's also on here, the best of the best air guitar albums in the world ever. that's a CD we can give away.
I'll give away that, yeah, I'll have that.
I'm just at the same time as doing this, trying to wrap some of that cake in paper.
Is anyone in the office noticed you doing this yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
I'm being fairly subtle about the whole thing.
Why not go up to them and ask them what free things they've got? Go up to someone, find out what the job they do in the building and then get stuff off them.
Okay, hang on a minute. I'm just going up to someone now.
Yeah, you've got to tell them they're on air, Mike. It's that's apparently the law.
Yeah, well, I've got to tell them they're on air.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hello, what's your job? You're on the radio, by the way. What's your job? All right, speak. It's fine. Don't be so frightened. You're marketing.
What's her name?
You're marketing.
What's her name?
What's your name? Anna. It's Anna in marketing.
Anna in marketing. And what's...
Can I steal something off your desk for a prize? What can I have? Can I have that stapler? Well, it's all right. She's run off.
Has she run off?
I can steal something anyway.
Well, that's right. Take her computer.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to try and unplug the keyboard.
That's right. Marketing will come crashing down.
I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. I've got something coming. What is it? Oh, it's an LBC mug.
Oh, brilliant. Bring that.
Brilliant.
Well, okay. Now my LBC mug.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a real LBC mug.
Mike, we're going to break, but stay there and get more stuff and we'll come back to you.
All right, cool.
Excellent. So, yeah, free stuff from the LBC staff and presenters. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. This is LBC 97.3.
Why did we put up with the annoying...
Mike's still up there getting prizes for you. Give us a call, 08709090909. 08709090973, that's right. 08709090973. Famous voices in for tourist attractions. Lloyd Grossman's used to be in a lift at Covent Garden. It might still be, but what are the famous voices could point you towards London's attractions? Give us a call on that number. I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee. News headlines. Available. Mystery song competition, John. Is it Dog Like Sparky by Cardiacs? That's Sean in Gravesend. No, I'm afraid not, Sean. We will have another listen to it in a moment just to check. What else have we got here? Thank you for helping with the car. No idea what that means. Roger Moore's voice in a lift would be better than Lloyd Grossman's. That's from DJ Hoodie. Yes, good. I don't know why. It doesn't really explain why. perhaps give us a call and tell us why that would be. We were asking, because Lloyd Grossman's voice used to be, it might still be, I don't know, in the one of the lifts at Covent Garden. So as you were going up to street level, you get Lloyd Grossman in his terrible strangulated transatlantic vowel mangling accent telling you what to go and see around Covent Garden. And, well, frankly, I don't want Lloyd Grossman telling me that. What voice would be better? What famous voice would be better telling you where to go? If you see what I mean, in London. Have we still got Mike on the... Well, you can call us, by the way, 08709090973. But you know that already, you know, obviously. Mike, are you still on the phone?
Hello, John, yeah, still down here.
Anyone sticking this out will know that you're in the office. Upstairs in the LBC office, trying to get prizes for the listeners, really. What have you found on the desks of the A-list celebrities here at LBC?
Well, in the gap so far, John, I've collected a few CDs that I'm probably not meant to have, but we won't bother going to them, they're a bit dull.
Right.
What I have found, this is interesting,
yes,
is on Nick Ferrari's desk, I found his birth certificate. and you'll be surprised to know, John, that Nick Ferrari isn't his real name.
No.
Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Nick Vauxhall.
See what you did there?
Fact. I'm making that up, obviously.
Obviously.
I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah. Not funny, but ridiculous. in many ways.
Yeah, that's...
Because I imagine no one's done that joke ever.
No, probably not.
No.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No, really, no.
I bought it off the internet, off one of those joke services. What I am sitting at, though, is Christian, our producer's desk.
Yes.
So I think we could maybe just go through this.
Well, as he's sitting through the glass staring at me with a look of don't go through my desk on his face, then do so,
Let's go through his desk.
Yeah.
Okay, start at the bottom.
What we got?
There's, oh my God.
Oh. It's not a dead fox,
like,
is it?
It looks like some sort of fast food. It's like solid plastic, but it's got a bit of curry in it.
A bit of curry in it?
Yeah.
What is it with this building? Leftover food. Leftover cake. Beans that you made me eat out of the bin about half an hour ago.
It's full of them. They're all... What is this? Honestly, I'm not even exaggerating. They're all just full of curry, plastic bowls.
There's something very wrong
going
on.
That's disgraceful. Hang on a minute. there's a copy of FHM with...
Right.
Oh, no, sorry, it's not FHM. What is it?
Other magazines are available.
Yeah, it's the similar thing.
Yeah.
There's a bookmark in it, though, where the girl in a bra section. Which is interesting.
Of course there is.
Sticking out.
Yeah.
It's all carefully marked.
Yeah.
That's about it. Oh, actually, there's a load of Ian Lee's, like, jingle CDs.
Well, we give them away.
Can I scratch? Shall I scratch them all?
Well, yeah, we'll remix them. no, bring them. Can we give them away? I'm sure people would like those as prizes. That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. You know what? This is a desk drawer, you know, question as well, in many ways. What do people have in their desk drawers that isn't related to work at all? Because everything in Christian's, there's nothing to do with work in there. He just uses it as some sort of, you know, receptacle for his filth.
I tell you what, that curry bowl really smells.
Does it?
I'm even joking. That is hideous.
Someone will get it as a prize, even if they don't want it. We've already taken loads of people's addresses for the Mystery Song Competition, so we'll just send it to one of them at random.
I'm going to be sick.
but if you do, do it in Anna Rayburn's desk.
Okay.
Because she's good at helping
actually,
people.
That was next on my list.
Anna
Rayburn.
Oh, yeah.
I've got, it's like her rider of all the stuff that she wants in the studio at LBC.
Oh, what, like a band rider?
Yeah, like that, yeah. Try to bring that up?
Yeah, bring that. Well, so Anna Rayburn's list of demands for her contract for the show.
I've got to move away from that mug because it really smells bad.
Well, bring some prizes back. Is there anyone else in the office who would like to speak to us and help us out, or are they all too frightened to talk?
I think they're all too scared.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Stand on a chair and just command attention and say you're collecting stuff to give away on the radio now live, and can they give you anything? So get on a chair and just ruin their work. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good. Right, hang on a minute.
Yeah, go on.
Has anyone got any more prizes to give away on the radio? Any stuff lying about? They're all looking at me like I'm mental. Has anyone got any more stuff? Free stuff?
Just say, I'll only steal it if you don't give it to me.
I'll only steal it if you don't give it to me anyway.
They're just looking at you.
They are just looking at me. I think these are the people downstairs who don't like to be on the radio.
Oh, right. we've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, look, get what you can, bring it up.
Yeah, okay. And we'll give a load of stuff.
We'll bag it up and give it away as prizes.
Yep, I'm on my way.
Genuine LBC A-lister material. I think we'll go through it when he gets here, but, you know, there's a mug from Toxvig, there's a, you know, stuff from Ian, there's something, Anna Rayburn's Rider, we'll have a look at that when she gets her. So, so, all you got to do, well, frankly, I'm going to give it away for nothing. 0870 90 90 973. If you're a taxi driver, as well, don't forget Taxi Driver Challenge this afternoon. All you have to do, these are the rules, you have to have a fare in your cab, and when you've got them in there, you must drive as many times around the same roundabout as you can before they say something. 2.5 times is the record so far this afternoon. If you beat that as a taxi driver, you will win actually good prizes. Not just the tat, but we do actually have genuinely good CDs to give away, some of which we've stolen off desks, some of which actually exist. Taxi Driver Challenge, 0870 90 90 973. You can also text us with the Mystery Song competition. Shall we have a quick listen to the Mystery Song? I'm telling you as a clue, it's by Iron Maiden. It's fooling a lot of people are very, very confused this afternoon, though. Not quite getting it right. Let's have one more listen to it. Is it Children of Rastafari? No, that's from Helen in Limehouse. I'm afraid it's not that. No, I'm afraid everyone is absolutely wrong. Sorry about that. But, you know, the text number, 84850. Oh, Mike's back. Oh, you've got quite a lot of stuff there.
Smell that curry bowl off Christian's desk.
Why? I've got a cold. I can't smell
anything. I think that'll cure it.
I can't smell anything. I've got a bad cough. That is disgusting. That's better than a Vicks inhaler. Christian, why have you got this on your desk? He was sent it for free.
What, a bowl with mould in it?
I assume a listener? No? A company have sent him a dirty curry bowl. Right.
Promoting what?
£10, Mike.
I win my £10
to
back?
To lick the bowl out.
To do what?
To lick the bowl out. You know, like when you're a child and your mum made cake mixture?
Yeah.
For instance, Steve Allen's.
Yeah.
Well, not suggesting your mum made Steve Allen's birthday cake. but when you're, mum, cake mixture. And you'd stick your finger in and lick the cake mixture.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I want you to, with this off curry bowl, to win your £10 back for making me eat baked beans earlier.
Yeah.
Lick the bowl out. £10.
£10?
Ten of your earth pounds.
£10.
Mm, ten. This is your £10 from earlier.
Yeah.
And you'll get that back if you lick the curry bowl.
Can you pass the bin over? Because I'm probably going to be sick.
Yep.
All right, take the lid off it.
Okay, £10. I assume Christian's going to put in the obligatory two again as well. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to put... It'll be £12 for licking it.
I'm just smelling it, and I...
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, how much of
you
it?
Don't even know
just a bit?
Yeah, you got to
Christian, how long's it been in there?
You got to swallow some. It's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 week old curry.
3 week old curry. Yeah. Lick the bowl out.
All right.
£10.
£10.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, God.
What's,
I need some water.
What sort of curry was it?
Oh, no. Off curry.
Well, that, to be fair, that is your £10 back.
Oh, give it to me now.
I think that was...
Oh.
Yeah, but very nicely done. We've got these prizes to give away. We'll go through them in a minute. But to win them, you can give us... give us a call. 087... What, you've got some on your chin? Yeah. 0870 90 90 973. Text us, Mystery Song Competition as well. 84850. Famous voices giving tourist advice in London. Who would, you know... Lloyd Grossman is in the lift at Covent Garden. Who would you who would do a better job? We think Lloyd Grossman, we think, recommends the Transport Museum as you go to street level. Is that right? So Lloyd Grossman recommending the Transport Museum. quite what the connection is, I don't know. But if you think someone could do that job better, then give us a call, 08709090973. This is LBC 97.3 ads now.
Being a landlord is an
generic bed because I'm not important enough to have my own name on it. So there. In fact, do me one. I feel a bit left out of LBC.
What?
Do me a John Holmes on LBC.
Okay, John Holmes on LBC.
97.3. Real life, real London.
Real life, real London.
I'm Mike and I'm an idiot.
I'm Mike and I... No.
Ah. what? How are you feeling after the curry licking?
Sick.
Did you lick the bowl out?
So, most of it.
Yeah.
That's really, it was, really
that was,
disgusting.
I'd say that was worse than the beans. That was bad. The beans were bad, but, you know. Chris, by the way, the £2 he gave me for eating the bean, he hadn't got an extra £2, so you only get 10.
That's not... you just admitted it was worse, and now I get less money.
That's right. Yeah. What did you... I was talking about desk drawers, because you were going through some desk drawers upstairs for prying.
Yes.
And you've got some stuff, which obviously got to be part of it. But I'm going to talk to Maria in a second, because she's about stuff. But what... briefly, remind us what you got.
Well, we got the LBC mug. Yeah. We got some of Steve Allen's cake.
That's a new mug. It's an did you get this off marketing?
Yes.
This is nice. This is in a polystyrene box.
I prefer the box to the mug, actually.
Look at that. That's an LBC mug. Oh, but the one mug's not going to go round, is it?
Smash it.
How many prizes do we need to give away?
Yeah. What? It's about five so far, isn't it? I think so, yeah.
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 I might, I'll think on. Chris is going, don't smash it. Chris, there's loads of them. Why not? There's an old one. It's just go. Don't break the mugs. all right, we'll break something else to tell you that. It's good, isn't it, when we have a conversation with
the person that you can't hear.
They can't hear.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. That's just, you know, the way it works for some reason. Well, let's go to Maria. Why don't we go to Maria in Camberwell. Hello, Maria.
Hello, John.
Hello.
You're standing in really well. You're like a really civilised, really nice, slightly mad Ian. I like you better.
Do you? Well, you see what happens when you get your mum.
You come and stay.
Oh, bless you, Maria. We're only here for a short time. Ian does such a sterling job that we couldn't possibly emulate him, and we're just simply filling his gap.
Oh, you're so good. I hope you come back. I hope you come back and to fill this slot. I hope so.
Maria, what can we do for you this afternoon? You're calling from Camberwell, are you?
Yeah, I was told to tell you my answer to this blooming supposedly Iron Maiden. I said, are you sure? Because I think it's Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. I'm sure of it.
I'll tell you what, Maria. Let's have a quick listen. Very close, Maria, I have to say. Very close. But, no, I'm afraid not. But, for calling about it, you know, I will. It's really a text competition, so you've kind of broken the rules. But I'm going to send you a prize for it anyway.
Oh, you're ever so good. Oh,
of course.
Thank you, John.
Of course.
Love you,
we've just been going... all right, calm down. Easy, Tiger.
Yeah, I will. I'll calm down.
Famous voices. Have you ever been in the lift at Covent Garden?
No.
No? Why?
I don't know.
So you don't do the stairs, do you?
It's not that. No, I don't know. I never seem to go up town much, too.
Don't you?
I'm very boring.
Does Camberwell have everything you need?
Well, yeah, I guess Lewisham then, you know, and sometimes Bromley. I'm really boring.
Oh, you know, Bromley, that's out there. That's kind of bohemian and crazy.
Well.
Yeah, what do you do, Maria, for, you know, anything, days? What do you do? How do you fill your days?
Oh, well, I'm in between jobs at the moment.
Right.
And I'm lazing about. I've spent a lot of time sleeping. I'm listening to LBC. I have LBC in bed. It's really bad. It's sad as well.
No, that's the best place for it.
I'm one of your good listeners, though. One of a great fan, you know.
Oh, well.
Practically 24-hour a day listening to LBC.
You're one of our favourite listeners for that.
Well,
believe you me. so you, have you got a desk?
Well, actually, I haven't got a desk, but I was looking in. When he said, have you got a desk drawer?
Yeah.
I just had my hands in my knicker drawer because I'm going to have a bath and go out. I'm too embarrassed to tell
you. I'm glad you added the word drawer after that, honest, because that was going to get turned into sort of sex line, which I wasn't, you know, going to go down the route of.
No.
Such
a coincidence. It was a coincidence.
Do you keep anything, you know, without going too, you know, down that route, but anything... Because people keep diaries in, like, knicker drawers and stuff, don't they? Hide them.
Yeah, I do hide them. I hide my diaries in different bags.
Different bags?
Flat. I'm really weird. Like, just in case, I know a burglar wouldn't be bothered, but, you know, in case of anybody coming in, like, or I'm away or something, I always hide them. And I'm not, they're as boring as I am, you know.
Yeah. So, where are you off out to, then, if you're going to, you know, delve into your knicker drawer and then go and have a bath with them?
Well, my people were Irish, Southern Irish, see?
Yes.
And I'm going to have a bit of a... I'm going to a pub do it, like, for St. Patrick's Day.
Of course. We haven't talked about that yet, but we will.
No. And I'm going to enjoy the crack and then, you know, have a few Guinness or whatever.
Yes.
And I'm going to really, really get into this, yeah.
I think
yeah.
I do try to. The plural of Guinness, Maria, is Guinai.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm going to have a few Guinai, you have to say.
They're all going to be made in Dublin now and sent across, so they'll have that wonderful taste you only get when you go to Dublin on holiday. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Maria, can you wait there for me?
Yes,
we
I
have
will.
To. We're contractually obliged to take ad break, but I like talking to you so much, I'm going to come back to you.
Oh, thank you. I'll hold on, John.
Thanks. Hold on tighter than that.
Ooh.
No, tighter. Put your hand in your knicker drawer and don't take it out till we come back.
All right, I promise you.
OK, LBC 97.3, here's the ads.
Hi, I'm Anne Maurice.
Maria, you still there?
Yes, and I have got my hand in my knicker drawer. That's how sad I am, John.
Good. Have you just got the one knicker drawer, or have you got loads of drawers with them in?
It was a really, really big drawer, and it's got loads of knickers in, yeah.
Right, thanks for... I think now we've got an insight into your knicker drawer, and that's as... We'll draw a veil over that. But yeah. Thank you for that. So you're off for St. Patrick's Day. Now, we haven't talked about St. Patrick's Day yet. Well, I was going to do it, because, to be honest, I forgot that it was. Till just a while ago.
Yes.
This is a regular celebration, annual, obviously, for you, Maria.
Oh, yeah, once a year, nothing to miss this.
Why do we all do St. Patrick's Day? We don't do St. George's Day in the same way, do we?
I know it's wrong, because I grew up here, and, I mean, we should, because then you've got, you know, they get a bit excited about... I'm not sure they get excited about St. David's Day, do they?
No.
I think the Scottish get a bit excited about St. Andrew's Day. I'm not even sure of that.
Well, this is my point.
Just now, the one saint in all the British Isles. It's very strange.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Now, all St. Patrick did, right, the big girl, all he did was, like, charm some snakes, right?
Yeah.
St. George fought a bloody dragon. That's much harder than snakes. Why don't we celebrate that in the same way? Why are we all going, ooh, look at the Irish, ooh, begorra. You know, fine.
No,
I love the Irish. But what's annoying about it is that all he did was mess with some snakes. They were probably just adders. Anyway. George fought a dragon.
Well, he was supposed to be. Well, I heard he was supposed to be Welsh. He was supposed to have brought Christianity to Ireland. You know what I mean? It was all lovely.
Oh, that
he brought Christianity to Ireland. We were all pagans and everything. And then,
That was Dan
it's
Brown.
Pagan now, isn't it? Well, a lot of us are pagans again now, aren't we?
Maria, that.
Sorry, John.
She's mad.
Because you've been really good. You haven't been too mad.
I was going to say...
I'm mental, I am.
Well, yes, I was. Actually, I'd written the word mental in big letters on a bit of paper, and I was holding it up to Mike going, she's a mental. What about St. David? Does anyone know what he did?
I don't know.
Sure. He tamed a leak.
I think
he fought a leak.
Lines, yeah.
Good Welsh cliche from you there, Mike.
Thanks.
If anyone knows what St. David did, what was the equivalent of snakes? What's the equivalent of the dragon? St. George is the best. He fought a dragon. That's my argument. St. Patrick, take your snakes and be gone. This is LBC 97.3. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. Established then, correct me if I'm wrong, that St. Patrick, whose day it is today, charmed some snakes away or something.
Yeah.
St. George, whose day we don't celebrate nearly as much, fought a dragon.
Much better.
Much more impressive.
Yeah.
St. David killed Max Boyce, I think, for Wales.
Yeah.
And Scottish one, Andrew.
Yes. He had a golf course.
Had a golf course. And
tamed a golf course.
Tamed it. And invented tartan tins of shortbread.
Yeah.
That I believe to be accurate.
It's definite fact.
On the line now, though, is Sasha, who thinks she knows what St. David really did. Hello, Sasha.
Hello. I didn't say that.
Didn't you?
I said I think it's a patron saint of something.
Is a patron saint of something. Do you know what, though? you, Sasha, are as badly informed as I am.
But I do know you celebrate on the 1st of March.
Okay, well, that's good. Did you celebrate it on the 1st of March? No. Did you, Mike?
No.
No. Did Chris? No. And you didn't, Sasha? No. So nobody celebrates St David's Day, but many people are celebrating St Patrick's Day. Sasha, are you one of them?
No, I've already done that out on Ireland. Years ago.
Yeah, but you can celebrate. It does happen every year,
it's
Sasha.
A event.
You can. You don't just have to do it once. There's no rules. There's no hard and fast rules about it.
So that guy, Mike, that you made eat that curry, oh, I felt so bad for him. I nearly gave him a tenner myself.
If you put it in the post, what's the address?
Hang on. Hang on, Sasha. Did you hear earlier, though, when he made me eat beans and toast out of a bin?
No.
Ah, well, I hope that changes your mind somewhat. I only made him do the curry thing because in the first hour of the show, we looked in the bin here to see what was in the studio. I've got it here. Look. Right. In this bin is a polystyrene, sort of, you know, one of those sort of kebab wrapper things, polystyrene box. But it's got baked beans. It stinks. It's got baked beans and an old half-eaten toast in it that's obviously someone, Nick Ferrari's breakfast or something. And he made me eat that.
Yeah, but he stole all that stuff for you.
Well, yeah.
That's it, keep going.
But he is my bitch. So,
I am no such thing.
So that's fine. No, he did do that, yeah. But, you know, that's his own fault, frankly.
No, you told him to do it.
Well, if I told him to jump under a bridge...
Yep, definitely, for a tenner.
Jump under a bus.
Under a bridge, that's easy. I could jump under anything.
Okay, well, if I told you to jump under a bridge...
Easy.
Okay.
We'll do it on the way home.
I think we've cleared that up, Sasha.
You mean jump off a bridge, not under a bridge.
No, I just mean under a bridge. Oh, I don't want him hurt. apart from food poisoning.
Well, I'd do that for a tenner.
Would you?
Yeah.
I've heard that about you.
Well, you owe me a tenner, so we'll call it quits if you do that.
Yeah, you're not near a bridge now, are you?
No.
Where
I'm
are you?
In a car park.
You're in
I'm
a car park?
Tesco car park.
You're in Tesco's car park?
Yeah.
Where, which Tesco's?
Out in Edmonton.
Oh, okay. What, you're in your car, or are you just sort of, you know, sort of nicking trolleys?
Nah, I'm too small to nick those trolleys. They're too big for me.
Are they? Get in one. What are, you know they have seats in, don't they?
If I'm not that small.
Why don't you get in one, and then just ask someone if they don't mind pushing you around? Pushing you around Tesco's. I think you should. Is there anyone around near you?
No, but I tell you what, with the day you do it, I'll get someone else.
See, you just keep throwing it back the other way.
See,
I'm throwing these challenges out.
Yeah.
You haven't got a taxi, have you?
No,
you could play taxi driver challenge.
Well, I drive a lot, so I probably could.
Okay. Do you know what taxi driver challenge is?
No.
What it is, this afternoon we're getting taxi drivers to call in, and if they've got a fare in the back of the cab, right, what they have to do, they have to drive that fare as many times they can round the same roundabout before that fare says anything. And the moment the fare notices and gets cross, then they're out. So the taxi driver who drives the most time without that happening wins prizes. What about that for a dangerous highway game?
Well, I'll tell you a dangerous highway game. The Redbridge Roundabout. That's a dangerous game.
Is it?
Yes.
I've not heard of it. What are the rules of the game?
Try not to get smashed into.
Right, okay.
All right.
Are you going to sit in that car park the rest of the afternoon, or are you doing something else now?
No, I've got to go shopping.
Oh, you haven't done your shopping yet?
No, I pulled over to ring you to tell you what a fantastic show you're doing.
Oh, bless you. See, I do love you.
Thanks.
When you get to Tesco's,
ring us
when you're in there. We'll help you shop.
Not unless you're paying.
Well, you'd say, okay, yeah, that's right. Send the bill to Chris. Just send the bill. Send your Tesco's bill to, or tell the woman at the till, get a big trolley full of stuff, and then go, Chris at LBC's paying, and see what she says.
She's not that Welsh man.
Chris says,
phones me back.
We've got no budget, he says. we're well aware of that, as I think everyone listening to this is well aware as well. Clearly we've got no budget. They can't pay them very much. What are they in for? £2? Amateurs. Sasha, look, thanks very much for your call.
Okay.
It was a joy to speak to you, even though you don't know what St David did.
Well, neither do you, so we're
quick. Well, that's right, but I'm hoping Jeanette in Croydon might well. Hello, Jeanette.
Hiya.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Now, do you know what St David did?
Well, I asked my dad what he did, because my dad's Welsh, right?
Okay.
And my mum's just told me that he's having me on, so if it's wrong, don't take the mic.
Go on, then, what is it?
Because... Well, he was preaching to this big crowd of people.
Yeah.
And nobody could see him. So he sort of, because there's so many people, they couldn't see him. So he threw down this thing on the floor, like a hanky or something. Turned into like a mountain. And everyone could see him.
Right, let's back up slightly, though. No one could see him. He was invisible. You're saying?
He wasn't invisible. But
maybe St. David had the power of invisibility.
He was too short. He was short, because you know that we were, all us Welsh people are short.
Oh, you don't sound very Welsh, I'm honest.
No, I was moved to England when I was little.
Oh, I see.
I was born there.
Ah, right. Whereabouts in Wales were you born?
The south of Wales.
Okay, you don't know where you were born, actually. Yes. You don't know what your patron saint did. Okay, you don't know what St. David actually did there. You've got this stuff about hankies and mountains, which may or may not be right. Your dad may be, you know, joshing with your mind. Listen, Jeanette, stay there, because, we have to go away for something more important than you. But stay there, because you are important to me, and we'll be back with you in a moment. Okay? Good, because I want to get to the bottom of this. LBC 97.3.
If you could learn the secrets of stock market...
It is London's LBC 97.3. Good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. We don't know where he is. I've got here your wheelie bin putting out times for London this week. In Hampstead, wheelie bins should be out by 8 p.m. the night before. Kensal Green's wheelie bins need to be out by 9:30, with the exception of recyclables. That's 9:45 from now on. In Clapham, your bins can only be put out ready after midnight. And on council estates, wheelie bins should only be put out at the very last minute, because feral chavs may try to steal and or eat the contents. That's your wheelie bin putting out times on LBC 97.3. Now, we were talking about St. Patrick's Day, as it is today. And why everyone celebrates St. Patrick's Day more than the others? At the end of the day, he only charmed some snakes. Big deal, St. Patrick, so what? St. George fought a dragon. Jeanette in Croydon, though, who is still on the line. Hello, Jeanette.
Hiya.
She is Welsh, we've established, even though she doesn't sound like that, but her dad is Welsh. And she claimed that she knew that what St. David did to make him into a saint, and what was better. And tell us again, was it something to do with hankies?
No, Well,
hang on. He's talking to people. Let's back up. He was talking to people.
He was preaching to these
people. Preaching, and you said that he couldn't be seen, which lends me to think he's got the power of invisibility, like Gemini Man off of the telly in the 70s, and who had a digital watch. You may remember, Jeanette. You probably don't. No one does but me. Mike, do you remember?
No, clearly, sorry.
He had a digital watch, and he pressed the side of it, and it turned him invisible. Absolutely
true. He didn't know that.
It was like Manimal. With Simon McCorkendale, but except Manimal used to turn into an animal. It was a man and an animal. Manimal, do you see?
Brilliant. Yeah. Is it Invisible Manimal?
It was on BBC One about 7 p.m. in the, you know, early 80s or something. It's true. And Gemini Man. Anyway, so St. David can turn himself into a panther and has the power of invisibility. And that's why...
No, he was just really short.
Right, that's not a great claim to sainthood, is it, if I'm honest? That's
no, not really.
That's not even as good as charming snakes, which I'm suggesting St. Patrick was a bit lame for doing. So, what's the bit about the hanky?
Right, because he was short, no one could see him, so he got this hanky.
Yeah.
It might not have been a hanky, it was just a hanky.
It might not have been a hanky. What might it have been?
It might have just been a piece of cloth.
Right, did they have, when was this?
Well, it was years ago, before I was born, in the old days.
Like the 70s?
How old are you, Jeanette?
18.
Right, so St. David did this just before you were born. So what, you were born in what, 1989?
87.
87, right. And so we're saying St. David did this in Wales in about 1986. Perhaps 1985, while Live Aid was on.
I don't know. Before saints were around.
Well, when was that?
Oh, I don't know.
When did they go marching in?
I don't know when they were born.
Well, tell us about the bit of cloth that we don't know. It may, I mean, if it was only in the 1980s, of course, it may have been a J-cloth. Something like that.
It could have been a J-cloth.
Yeah.
Or a tea towel.
So, let's recap. St. David, from the Welsh saint, right, had the power of invisibility like Gemini Man. he could turn himself into an animal, like Simon McCorkendale in Manimal. And if he threw a J-cloth on the floor... People could see him.
Yeah,
this was
because
his power.
It turned into a mountain.
It could turn into a mountain as well.
Yeah, the hanky did.
Not St. David.
No, not St. David. The hanky.
The hanky and turned
it,
into
like a hanky. Turned into. Oh, you're confused.
I'm not. You're the one coming on here with your fanciful notions of the power of St. David.
No, he put his hanky on the floor, right?
Or J cloth.
It could have been. Yeah, all right. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Okay.
And it turned into this mountain that he was standing on top of.
I think you're making a leap there. How is that physically possible?
I don't know. That's the whole point about saints.
Well, I can...
How did St George fight a dragon? I didn't think dragons were real things.
With a sword by his side and a lance in his hand.
Yeah, but dragons aren't real, are they?
Ah, but aren't they?
Man,
no, but aren't they?
That's just what they tell you when you're little.
What, like the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
So, well, my parents used to say, put your tooth under the pillow and a dragon will bite your head off. That's what they used to say.
They really?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you.
But you might be right, because that's never happened.
Oh, right, okay. See?
So I think we've got to the bottom of that mystery, don't you?
Definitely. You know? I'm clear.
So, St. Patrick did snakes. St. David did what you just said, all of that.
Mountains.
What about well, I'm not going to ask you, because you're mad, but if anybody knows about what St. David might have done, maybe you disagree with Jeanette and her crazy mind, or not, you may know better. You may know what St. Andrew did in Wales. Why do we celebrate St. Patrick's Day more than the others? That's my question. Why do you think that is, Jeanette?
I don't know. I think it's because...
Yep.
Do you know what I think it is?
Go on.
I think it's because Irish people are more patriotic or something. They must... because none of us lot celebrate our saints.
No, us lot, we don't, do we?
No, we don't.
No,
it's
we
only
don't.
The Irish. So maybe they've just got more... What's the word? Patriotism, if that's a real word.
Patriotism.
Is that a real word?
Well, patriotism. So you're kind of there, yeah. Patriotism. Yeah. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not mad as you're making out.
Well... Well, you know, I think London will be the judge of that, Jeanette, won't they? Really fair. Look, thank you very much for your call. You've helped us enormously. You don't know how much, really, to be honest. Because really, what you've done is filled some time.
Yeah.
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 So thanks.
Get a prize for filling in time.
Do you know, yeah, you will. What do you want? We've got stuff off presenters' desks.
I don't know.
What you got there, Mike?
Do you want an air guitar CD? Or some cake?
Awesome.
It's Steve Allen's birthday, and we've got some of his cake.
Oh, yeah, but you're better than Steve Allen, because when he filled in for Ian Lee, I got really bored and turned it off.
Sorry, we'll edit that out. No one will have to know that. We'll cut that.
Fine.
Yeah, because, you know. But that, you know, we can have some of his cake, though. And if you didn't like it, just put it in the bin.
All right, then.
Okay, we're going to squash. Have you got the cake?
Yeah, got the cake.
Oh,
traction paper.
That's horrible.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to squash this cake. It is actually, and it's pink icing. Look at that. I'm going to squash this into a jiffy bag for you.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll get that as a prize.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeanette.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
0870 90 90 973 on the line. Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
I think I know why. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day more than any other day.
Bring it on, Tom.
It's because there's alcohol involved. It's just a reason to get drunk.
Yeah, true.
It's, you know, how else can Irish people have an excuse to drink Guinness or whatever?
Guinness is the plural. Now, but we all do it, don't we? We all go, St. Patrick's Day, brilliant, let's go and drink Guinness. Right? So,
yeah.
But why, if we all like getting drunk, including the Irish, everyone, why don't we just do the same on every single Saints Day? You know, why don't we go, oh, you know, St. George's Day, we'll do April 23rd, we'll do it. We'll do it again. 1st of March, St. David, we'll do that. We're all going to get drunk. Why do we just really go for St. Patrick? Why is that?
I have no idea now. I just thought maybe that Guinness had something to do with it.
I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right, Tom. But I'm just wondering why we just don't do it on the other ones. Because it's not like, you know... I mean, have you heard the thing that St. Patrick charmed snakes, Tom? Is that something you're familiar with?
No, I didn't think there were snakes around in Ireland at that time.
1980s.
Well, I don't think it was the 80s. Well, maybe in the 80s, because the 80s was crazy.
It was crazy.
I love the 80s, even though I was only born at the very last minute in the 80s.
Were you?
Yeah.
The very last minute?
Well, last few months.
Okay. And you do you love the 80s like I love the 80s, those programmes?
I like the 80s music.
Yeah, what do you like?
Tears for Fears.
Yeah, good.
They're a great band.
Yeah.
Blondie.
Yeah.
She was a bit across the 70s, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
I've just recently discovered 80s music.
Have you?
It is
the best music.
I was listening to Ian Lee's show the other day.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
And he had some song on, and I'm really annoyed because I've been searching for it on the internet.
Yeah.
And I can't find what it is. I don't know now.
Oh, give it, sing a bit. Sing a bit of it.
I don't want to sing a bit of it.
Why not?
Because I'm not the greatest singer ever.
Okay. Neither were most of the people in the 80s. Tom, we've got to take a break now. Thanks for your slightly pointless call. LBC 97.3, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for a man called Ian Lee.
This restaurant's on France, Paul de...
And a very good afternoon to you. 5:34 now, LBC 97.3. Good afternoon, or evening, depending on which you prefer. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee, and I've got a cold. But I braved it in here. Look what I've got here, Mike. Look at this. Look. Watch this. Look at that.
I don't think you should be doing that live on the radio, John.
It's not that. It's a nasal stick. And it's cleared my... that's much better. They really work. That's really good. I won't admit other nasal sticks are available.
Obviously. Oh, you only called it a nasal stick.
Yeah, other nasal sticks are available. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't understand you.
No. good. So I didn't know whether I mentioned that I got a cold.
No.
Did I say that?
Is it a bad cold?
Yeah. I feel quite... Look, watch. Let's see, I've got... cough.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, but when you do that, bits of rotten curry come out between your teeth.
I can still taste it.
Yeah. It's horrible. Now, a mystery song comes. Oh, Green Day. Green Day are coming in...
Excited.
Green Day are coming in lights. Actually, after quarter two. They're probably about 10:50.
Yeah.
We're going to get Green Day. Green Day are in. A bit of a chat and then an acoustic session. Probably off the back of the headlines at quarter two. That'd be great. Sound like a DJ. That'd be great. What an idiot I am. Mystery Song Competition. That's the other thing, of course, amongst many, many, a myriad of things this afternoon. Mystery Song Competition. We're still trying to find the right answer. If you know what this is, I'm going to tell you, the clue is it's by Iron Maiden. Let's have a quick listen to it. Nobody's got it right all afternoon so far. If you think you know what that is, 84850. Mike, have you got any other ones there? What were some of the guesses? I mean, let's...
Ian from Putney says, is it Raspberry Beret by Prince?
I don't think so.
Joan from Peckham says, is it Busted Year 3000?
Let's have a listen. It's tricky. She's close.
Yeah,
it's tricky. I've got one here. This is from I don't know who this is from actually, but is it Aerosmith and War of the Worlds? No. Well, of course, I said it was Iron Maiden. Didn't I? Was the clue? Do you remember?
You've said it.
That was the clue.
A few times,
that was the clue.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, I know it's hard, but there are good prizes. It's Iron Maiden. There's one last listen to it now. Mystery Song Competition. We know who. What is the title of that song? Any more? Mike, you've just been handed something, or is it just some insults again?
It's just a stream of abuse that's come in on the text.
Okay. Anything you want to share that's not got swearing in it?
Do I really get the cake? You haven't got my address? That's from the girl who was just on the phone, presumably, that we gave the cake to.
I'm going to text it to her.
Text her the cake.
I'm going to text her. Jeanette, don't put... I'm going to text you the cake.
What else? The man who played Manimal... was killed on set playing with a loaded gun that he thought was a prop.
That's odd, apparently, isn't it? Because that was Simon McCorkendale, and he's still alive. So
not entirely. Also, actually, I've just read further down the same.
Have they written that was Simon McCorkendale, and he's still alive?
No, but they have written dragons do exist.
Well, that is true.
That's from Conrad in Hendon, who is a liar.
thank you, Conrad. You're not a liar. That's just Mike being spiteful at you. And that's the sort of thing you can come to expect from a man with the strands of rotting curry dangling from his fat chin. Now, we are talking about St. Patrick's Day and whether or not that's a reason to celebrate, when at the end of the day, St. George was much better because he killed a dragon and St. Patrick merely fiddled with a snake. And St. David as well. What did St. David do? No one really knows. Apparently it's something to do with mountains and handkerchiefs. We don't know how true that is. Jose, a man from Regent's Park. Hello there. How are we pronouncing it? Are we doing the Spanish?
It is Jose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Go on. Regent's Park.
Yeah, listen to this. I got a call too.
Ah, oh, you see, it's catchy. You've caught that.
It's catchy.
You've
I've been in the phone for so long, you just infected me.
I have. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I coughed my germs into the microphone.
Exactly.
And you've now got them in your ears.
Right. St. Patrick's Day. The reason that is celebrated more than any other saint.
Yep.
Is the fact that the New York Police Department started it in America, so in the 1930s.
Right.
And they made a big festival of it. They had processions, so on and so forth. And then the Irish picked up on it and were celebrating it as much as they do now.
Yep.
And now they're doing it over here now, which has been happening for about 3 years now in central London, isn't it?
You know, that's excellent. That is actually a sensible answer.
Yeah.
And I believe you.
I think it was one way of them feeling not feeling so feeling away from home and all that sort of stuff.
It's because of the high Irish immigrant population of America.
Exactly. Apparently, about 80% of the New York Police Department is Irish.
Yeah. Did you know, as well, on St. Patrick's Day, this very day in Chicago, what they do?
No.
They dye the river, the Chicago River, green.
Red. Green. That's right, yes.
Red. Red would be stupid, wouldn't it?
It would, yes.
Because that's not the colour we associate with St. Patrick's Day, is it?
Well, I suppose if you go swimming in it, you'll come out looking like the Incredible Hulk, wouldn't you?
Whatever you said. they do the dragon. And I'll tell you another fact, Jose. I'll tell you another fact about the river in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's the only river in the world, this is true, the only river in the world that flows backwards.
It flows backwards?
Yeah, because it flows out of the lake, not into the lake.
Really?
That's true. That is actually true.
And I'm trying to get my head around that.
Yeah, well, I know, but it's it's on Chicago's on Lake Michigan, the river flow. Normally, rivers flow into a lake, but the Chicago River actually flows out of the lake because of another lake. I don't know, but I don't know everything. I mean, I'm good at I know stuff, but not that much. But it does. I think probably just because of the what's the word? The height of the land. There's a geographical
term. Gravity. You're talking gravity.
I'm talking gravity, but, like topography. but that's true. That is true. Now, hundreds of people now ring in and go, no, it doesn't, you idiot.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's true.
Every day.
So it's green and it flows backwards today. It flows backwards every day, but it's green today. anyway, but still, Jose, do you think it's really fair that we celebrate St. Patrick's Day when all he did was bother some snakes? Because that's not that difficult, to be honest, is it?
Not really, no.
No. Whereas fighting a dragon, you've got to be bloody hard.
It is a lot difficult. I mean, fighting a dragon, I've got to fight one every day.
Have you?
So, yeah.
Are you going to do some hilarious sort of...
Mother-in-law, Jack.
Yeah, are you?
No. It's the wife, but she's not here right now. She's not going to catch me for this.
You should have said, no, John, it's an actual dragon, you idiot. I have to fight a dragon. I have to do that. do you know what St. David did?
St. David.
Yeah, what did he? Why is it? Why? What did he do? It was so clever.
No idea.
No, St. Andrew.
He probably got lost and found his way back again, or something like that. I don't know. I have no idea.
Whatever you said again. but this is the thing. Well, look, thanks for your call, Jose.
Okay,
very kind. I think you were very informative there. Now we know it started being celebrated in the 1930s in New York. This we know, but it still doesn't explain why we don't. Why we go big on the snake guy and not on Dragon Man. I've still got a beef with that.
Yeah.
I have.
It'd be good to know. I'd like to find out actually what St. David's Day is. I'm not sure we've got to the bottom of that either.
Well, who's the most patriotic then? Do you think is it the English, the Scots, the Welsh or the Irish? I'm guessing the Irish for this very reason.
I don't know. I think Scotland would be rank fairly highly, wouldn't they?
But somebody earlier just said, all right, just the Irish. They only do it because they want to get drunk. And that's racist. That's racist.
Have you given their number to the police?
Yes, I have. I've reported them to the police. Who is it? The Irish that are made, why don't we celebrate? What could we do to celebrate St. David's Day?
Maybe.
St. George's Day or St. David's Day.
In all seriousness, maybe it's just the fact that the national drink of Ireland is a lot more popular than the national drink of Scotland or England.
Whiskey? More popular than whiskey?
You wouldn't go out and get drunk on pints of whiskey. Well, you would.
Well,
but
yeah.
Normal people.
No, think about it. No, you're wrong there. I'll tell you for why.
Okay.
Because what, alcoholics, through no fault of their own, their drink of choice is often whiskey.
Yeah.
Right? And they're experts in it. And they choose, and whiskey is their choice.
Yeah.
They don't choose Guinness, do they?
No.
So therefore, whiskey is a bigger drink than Guinness.
But socially
drunk. I rest my case.
You don't win. You can't just win by shouting louder than me.
Oh.
And the national drink of... What's the national drink of England? Bitter, if you're drinking pints?
I think it's your own wee.
Is that the national drink?
Yeah.
Is that your personal
drink? Oh, is that not what
that's not the national drink.
Oh, sorry,
the most popular.
I misheard that. Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that, yeah. The national drink of Britain, of England.
Yeah.
Bacardi Breezes. Pineapple Bacardi Breezes.
Yeah, and black smell.
From Yates's Wine Lodge or Wetherspoons. That's what?
Is that the national drink?
That's the national drink of Britain.
What about
Charlotte Church? It's like heroin for it. Not the drug, the, you know, heroin with an E.
Oh, right.
I'm not suggesting that.
But she's Welsh.
Voice of an angel takes the drugs of a junkie. I'm not suggesting that. In any way. Anyway, LBC 97.3. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee.
You want a really great
up. Cheers, John.
Excellent stuff there from Green Day. Thank you for popping in, guys. Yeah, brilliant. I mean, we've got they've signed stuff. You know, they've signed their own eyes.
Yeah.
And we'll send them out as prizes as well. We've got many prizes, of course, today, but that was great. That was Green Day exclusively in session for LBC 97.3. It's coming up to... it's coming up to 5 to 6. That show's whizzed by.
Oh, yeah. Not for everyone else, I imagine.
No,
just
no,
for us.
Just for us. But we still, of course, running the Mystery Song Competition. No one's got this right yet. Let's just have another clip... what's this? This is from someone. The song is Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. Let's have it again. Let's hear it again. So close.
Yeah.
So
there's been a lot of people really
so
like,
close.
Just almost there. But I think it's just going to take one just to get it right,
yeah,
isn't
that's,
it? That's all we need, just that one text. Yeah.
There's also this, from here, we're talking about St. Patrick's Day and why what the others did, St. Andrew invented liver salts.
Really?
That's come in there. No name on that, but good one. What's this? St. David did something involving a sheep, obviously. Yeah, we'd avoided that, but I'm glad you brought it up. And someone who knows about the Chicago River, it does flow backwards. I was right, but it's not natural, apparently. Mankind did it order to flow the sewage out of Chicago away from their lovely lake. And that's a fact.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, LBC 97.3, I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee.
This restaurant's on France.
From Matt, who knew about the Chicago River.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, while I sniff. Hang on.
You're a disgusting mess.
I've got a cold. Well, no, I haven't got a hanky.
You look all right.
Shut up. Chicago River flows backwards due to man's intervention. They reverse the flow to flush their sewage upriver away from the lake. An engineering form of the old saying, don't crap on your own doorstep. Do I win £5? Answer...
No, yeah, definitely not.
Correct. But there you go. Don't say we don't provide information on this programme.
We don't provide information on this programme.
Okay, that's a fair and true point. Alex in Battersea, hello.
Hello there, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Now, you've been listening to our debate of the St. Patrick's Day.
I have, but just before that, I have texted in the name of the mystery song.
Oh, we don't want it. It's just a text. I'll find your text, then.
You'll find it.
I'll find your text.
Okay.
I've got a big pile of them to get through, so don't worry. If you got it right, you'll win.
No problem.
So,
quite embarrassed to say it's actually off the first album I ever bought.
Was it? Good work.
It was, yes.
No more clues. Go on. St. David.
St. David. Yeah, you were chatting to one of the callers earlier, and she was saying something about... he threw a... maybe it was Patrick. Threw a handkerchief on the floor.
Jeanette. It was Jeanette. Yeah.
Jeanette.
Yes, and St. David threw a handkerchief on the floor, yeah. Yeah.
And it grew into a mountain or something?
That's right.
It's, all it was, I think she's getting confused with Monkey. The TV programme.
Yes, of course.
You know, with the cloud and he was the little...
The little stick in his ear.
I beg your pardon?
He had that stick in his ear, didn't he?
That's it, and it was a tiny stick, and then it'd grow bigger. And it was Pigsy.
Pigsy.
That's actually on again, on...
The telly?
On the telly, sorry, I was trying to think of the channel. I think it might be ITV3 or something like that.
I think you're right. I think you're right, actually. But I heard they were remaking it.
Really?
Yeah, someone told me they were remaking it. I don't know who with. Who would star in Monkey?
Why do they do these things?
It'd probably be Jimmy Carr.
Why do they remake stuff that was okay anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. But you're right, I think she may well have got confused. Because you're right, that is the skill of Monkey, that he could do that. You don't remember Monkey, do you, Mike?
No, I've seen it.
But you are 12.
Yeah, that's it.
Can you remember the name of the priest, bald-headed priest?
Tripitaka.
Well done.
Yes!
You're among probably only 5% of the population that can remember that.
I even did that without the power of the internet as well. Look at that. I knew that. Yeah, there was Pigsy. Sandy was the other one.
Yeah, Sandy.
Tripitaka and Monkey.
And so I was actually watching it earlier today, and it sort of mentioned India and made out that they were actually from India rather than, I always thought it was sort of China.
Yeah, sort of Asia way. That, yeah, yeah, China, yeah, absolutely, you're right. How bizarre. But you're right, that could well be how the mystery... Because, Jeanette, we decided that the legend of St. David may have grown up in about 1985 or 6, so it's probably round about the time, you know, the monkey was on its second repeat on BBC That's Two it. At tea time, before I went to
St.
Cubs.
St. David, Wales, or...?
Yeah, St. David's Wales, but we still don't know, you know, still no clue. Unless he was monkey magic, in... But maybe he was. Maybe you know better, you know...
St. George wasn't never actually in England. We just sort of adopted him because...
Okay, well, thanks. Go away now, go away. Alex there with some information. Use it at your leisure. This is LBC 97.3. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. It's coming up to 6 o'clock, and that means, you know, adverts, news and travel and all of that. LBC 97.3. Quick update on the direction that the Oyster card swipers on the barriers at London's tube stations face. West Brompton slopes east, Clapham North south. The Oyster card swipers at South Kensington slope west, West Acton North, Kentish Town west east, South Wimbledon North, Hounslow west south, East Finchley North, East Ham west, West Ham east and West Acton south. The ones at Hendon Central go straight up. That's the London Oyster card swiper slope directions for you. This evening. St. Patrick's Day, we're talking about. Why is it that a man who did some snake bothering celebrated more than a man who beat a dragon? We don't really know what St. David did. It might be something to do with a hanky. No one has so far let us know what St. Andrew actually did to gain his sainthood. Perhaps perhaps you had to just give cash to the Labour Party?
You're getting confused. Well, maybe that's the next step.
Yeah. Yeah.
First, so, you buy a peerage.
That's right.
And then you could buy. I don't know. Does Tony Blair hand out sainthood?
Yeah. He's close to God, isn't he?
How do you work?
Well, because he won that Parkinson interview a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
He did the interview and said about God.
Course, yeah.
So, it stands to reason that the next thing Blair will do is hand out sainthoods. I might go for that.
That cost a few quid.
Saint.
Mind you, you're probably getting quite a lot for doing this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's quite a lot of money for LBC. Oh, yeah, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I can dine out for large fries of the money that I've got from this. plus, I'm going to put Anna Rayburn on eBay.
Good idea.
See what I get for her.
Good idea.
We've got Tony in a pub. He's on the... I've no idea what I'm talking about. Tony, hello.
Yeah, how's it going? All right.
I'm fine, mate. How are you?
Oh, superb, Mike. Good.
Are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, big time, yes.
Big time. Do you do it every year?
Oh, yes, yes. The years I can remember, yeah.
Good. Are you drunk now?
Oh, just about.
Good man. What was your drink of choice?
The superb Guinness.
Of course it would be the Guinness, as we've established. Now, do you know why you're doing this?
Not really, no.
No. See, that's the thing, isn't it? No, not really. See, you've no idea what St. Patrick did to make him a saint.
Well, he chased around a lot of snakes.
He did snakes, you're absolutely right. Now,
yes.
Do you think that there's any more impressive about snakes?
You're worse than me, aren't you?
I'm drunker than you. but sadly, only on Strepsils and nasal sticks. Do you know, wouldn't you be more impressed with celebrating St. George's Day? Because at the end of the day, that was a dragon, not a poxy snake.
Oh, I never said I wasn't going to celebrate, did I?
No, you didn't. So do you celebrate St. George's Day as well?
Oh, most definitely as well.
I get the impression you celebrate every day in this fashion, Tony.
You know, mate. Life's too short. You'll have a good time.
It is, yes. Especially...
It can be very hard at times, and so you just make it how you make it.
Oh, it's getting philosophical now. See, that's the talk of a drunk,
that's
isn't
the
it?
Six-point mark,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Getting philosophical. Yeah. You'll be his best mate any minute.
I will. So what about St. David's Day? Did you do that on the 1st of March?
Well, my brother's called David, so yes, so I do something as well.
That's so tenuous, isn't it? I did watch Patrick Kilty once on the telly. Admittedly, I was drunk, but I did watch it, so I'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day. St. George, yeah, well, George...
He owns a George Foreman grill.
George Foreman grill, celebrate that.
No, that's too healthy for me, you say, so we're no good going down that road.
St. Andrew... liver salts, as someone mentioned earlier.
Yeah, bloody right.
But so you're, whereabouts in London are you calling from?
No, I'm on the outskirts, lad. I'm in Hertfordshire.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts in Hertfordshire?
Little town called Bunnington.
Bunnington?
Buntingford.
Buntingford,
yeah.
Okay. Is it a busy pub? Is it a lot of people celebrating?
There's a few of us because it's a little town pub, you see. So it's not that mad, but, you know, we all celebrate through drinking 7 days a week anyway.
Could you command the attention of the pub for us?
And yeah, it's perhaps the Fox
if you,
and Doug.
If you tap on the glass or something to get their attention and just get them to shout Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone at LBC 97.3.
Oh, give it a go.
Yeah, go on, give it a go.
Can everyone... Hey,
shut up!
You might get a bit of swear. Can everyone shout Happy St. Patrick's Day?
Who do?
Everybody.
LBC 97.3.
Three, shout up three. One, two, three.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
LBC, do you get it?
Well, in a way we got it, yeah. I mean, it's probably the best we're going to get out of you, isn't it, if I'm honest?
It is, really, yeah.
Tony, thanks very much for your call.
Well, you have a good time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. If you see a snake on the way home, kill it. That's perhaps what we should all do to celebrate.
Kill a snake.
Kill a snake on St. Patrick's Day.
Everyone goes to London Zoo.
Yeah.
Storms the snake in... No, I don't. I need to stop there, don't I?
Yeah, yeah.
If that actually happens...
then you'll then be in trouble
I'll be in trouble, suggesting
that on live radio.
But what I'm suggesting what, don't
are, do... Are you suggesting that, that people in London, listening to this, should go to the London Zoo for St. Patrick's Day and kill all the snakes? Is that what you're suggesting? Think about the legal ramifications of this, and now tell me again if you're suggesting is that people should murder snakes for St. Patrick's Day at London Zoo. Are you telling me that?
Yes.
Now think about the lawyers that might get involved with this.
Lawyers that might.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You're still saying that?
Yes. Right? Storm the snake enclosure. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's Mike. Fat Mike.
That's how they track me down.
Yeah. Well, that's, but yeah. If that happens, and if London Zoo are listening, hide the snakes. Hide the snakes on St. Patrick's Day. And the dragons on St. George's Day. But still, we haven't got any proper answers. I'm still none really the wiser. We did have a lot of people emailing as well, and I had some email about the hanky, and someone texting as well. St. David did do the thing with the hanky turning into the mountain. He did do that.
Oh, right.
Don't know who sent this in, though. But he also founded 12 monasteries and an abbey in Wales. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, that's all right. I don't mind that.
That's pretty good.
But I do mind just bothering snakes. Not good enough.
Yeah, we need more information.
Yeah. We don't know what's happening.
I could probably tame a snake.
Well, you just need a point.
Especially a little rubbish one. You just need a flute, don't you?
Or if we were using that evidence, a blowy
snake
charmer flute.
That's right. Yeah.
If we were using this as evidence alone on why, we should be saying, Steve Irwin would be a god by now.
Yes.
Think of the amount of snakes. Australian snake fiddler Steve Irwin has tamed.
He must have done hundreds.
Yeah.
I wonder if crocodiles count. Is there a snake, a saint, who tamed a crocodile?
That might be Andrew.
Yeah,
because he got rid of all the crocodiles from Scotland.
Yeah, that's true.
You won't find any crocodiles. LBC 97.3, call us 0870 90 90 973. Mystery Song Competition answers coming up. Good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. And tomorrow, I must tell you, tomorrow on LBC, shaping up a bit like this shape. Breakfast tomorrow. Paul Ross isn't here. And replacing him will be Silas the Albino Monk from the Da Vinci Code presenting breakfast. And he'll be flagellating himself with a string with drawing pins in it and murdering nuns, all between being real life, real London. At midday, Wendy Lloyd will be trying the new crack-flavoured pot noodle with one to give away as a lucky prize. And at 3 p.m, Soccer Saturday will be on fire. Finally, at 10 tomorrow, Caroline Faraday will be here, but she'll be smashing her way into the studio to present the show from inside one of those big yellow industrial futuristic lifting machines like Sigourney Weaver had in Aliens. That's tomorrow on LBC 97.3. Now, we've been running the Mystery Song Competition all afternoon. For goodness sake. And Mike, well, let's have a listen to the clip. We can take... We can tell you it's Iron Maiden, but what we need is the song title. All right, let's hear it again. It's been very, very tricky, and I know I can see why. It's very hard. Mike, some answers.
Paula from Hackney says, "Is it Gold by Spandau Ballet?"
No,
don't think so.
Actually not.
Abby from Harrow says, "Is it Lucky Star by Madonna?"
That's not a bad guess. Let's have another listen to it. Can see why she'd think that. Simon. Simon, is it Vienna by Ultravox?
Yeah,
let's have a listen. So close, Simon. So close. But I think we might have a right answer. Janet, are you on the telephone?
Hello, yes, Janet, I'm on the telephone.
Hello, Janet, I'm on the telephone. How are you this evening?
I'm all right. Good. Are people having a laugh at you over this record or what? Or is it just a whine?
I think it's quite difficult. It's been quite a hard one. I mean, I should have picked an easier... Maybe,
no, it's a dead wind-up.
Oh, no.
There's some really silly people out there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's out there for people to get right. It's all, you know, I just put it out there, Janet. Where are you calling from, by the way?
South Ockenden in Essex.
South Ockenden in Essex. And what do you do, Janet, with your life?
Not a lot.
No? Everyone who calls the show doesn't do it. They go, oh, nothing. Just sit around listening.
Lady
to you.
Leisure.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. I think that's... It's nice the way that LBC sort of captured that market, isn't it, in a way? I like that. That's good.
Presenters on there, that's why.
Ah, you see. Bless you. So, have you got the correct answer to the mystery song?
Well, yes.
Okay, well, before you tell us, let's hear it again. See you. The clue I'm giving you, Janet, it's by Iron Maiden.
I know. And it's called Run to the Hills.
Yes! She got it! That is that is amazing! I thought no one was going to get it.
Yeah. Janet, 10 minutes left.
That's awesome. Well done, Janet. How did you
think... I've been sitting there all afternoon. I feel I can't believe these people that don't know that it's Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? How did you figure it out? How did you figure... Talk us through the process as to how you got there.
Well, my husband's a headbanger and he's got Iron Maiden and all their music.
Right, well, that'd be it. But I mean, it's quite cryptic, like Sudoku.
No, it's very easy.
No, you must be, you're very clever then. Because, you know, it was really hard.
It wasn't, it was dead easy.
It wasn't.
It was.
You just must be some sort of genius. Have you done the IQ test with Anne Robinson?
No, I've done Mensa test.
Well, you should, a Mensa test or a mental test?
Mensa, right. And the mental one.
What's your Mensa number?
I can't remember.
Right, that's, I'm guessing, quite low. mid to late 20s?
What?
Your Mensa number.
No, high. 64.
Higher. 94. How many?
94.
I'm not sure that's very good, is it?
Not great, no. I think the average is 100, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind, though. It's because you managed to come through and win the quiz!
Well, what have I won then?
Well, now you ask that question, and I can't answer you, but I'll try with Mike's help. Let's have a look. Let's see what we've got in our pile that you can. You are taking away tonight, Janet.
Yes.
Right. Power pop anthems.
Ooh.
Featuring Queen, The Kinks,
oh, yes.
etc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my yeah.
Group.
Come
Special
on.
Queen.
Go on. What else can she have?
What's this? Joyful Rebellion. By a band.
Okay, well, then have that as well, that's fine.
There we go.
Yeah, okay, and is
have
that
we given that away yet, the air guitar one?
I don't know, mate.
You can have one of that, we'll go halves with whoever we've given it away to before. It's a double disc thing.
The stuff we've stolen off desks as well, you can have an LBC mug.
Some cake.
Yep, that
one's gone.
Some Steve, we'll cut it in half. Steve Allen's birthday cake left over.
Yep.
We're going to try and get London Zoo to donate a snake.
No, you keep that.
No, it's fine.
No,
Janet, don't worry, Janet. It'll be a dead snake. We're killing them for St. Patrick's Day.
No, you can keep that.
What about snake's head?
No, I'd like some of Nick Ferrari's, though.
You want Nick Ferrari?
Yeah, something of Nick Ferrari's. Anything you like, whatever you can get of Nick Ferrari.
What about...
Of his beans in the bin.
Yeah, some of his old... today's breakfast in the bin. I had to eat some of that earlier.
Oh, yuck.
I know. Do you want that?
No, that's yuck.
You said anything of Nick Ferrari.
No, something decent.
Oh, I'm not sure he's got anything decent, to be honest. No? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Will. He is a good presenter, yes.
He should have won the award.
Yeah, it's not a real award. Shall we get you a signed picture of Nick Ferrari?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Oh, no, wait, there aren't any. A signed picture of a Ferrari.
No, Nick Ferrari.
Nick Ferrari.
I don't like Ferrari.
Do you not?
Like.
What's wrong with him?
Then, well, we followed one up the road the other day.
Yeah.
And I stopped beside him, and I said, "Excuse me." He said, "What?" I said, "I think there's something wrong with your exhaust pipe because it sounds really bad." He said, "That's the sound of my car." I said, "Well, I hope you didn't pay a lot of money for it because it sounds bad."
You're looking at a Ferrari and you go, "Oh, I hope you didn't pay a lot of money for it, mate." You know, about £400,000. I see. That's not... What sort of car have you got, Janet?
A Vauxhall Sevira.
What?
A Vauxhall Sevira.
I see. Mm. Ferrari, Vauxhall, you know, weigh them up.
Not much in comparison now.
Not really, no.
I'd have my Vauxhall any day than against the Ferrari.
Okay, well look, if Nick Ferrari's got anything Nick Ferrari related, We'll send all these prizes to you.
Oh, thank you.
In a Ferrari, which will tie up with a bow, with cake on it, with a dead snake in the glove box.
Oh, no!
Do you know, incidentally, what anything about the St. Patrick's stories? Why?
Yeah, apparently St. Patrick drove all the snakes out of Ireland, that's why they...
In a Ferrari.
In a Ferrari.
Just see, it's all come full circle again. I don't just throw this together, Mike.
I know.
Really?
No.
Very good point.
I think London will disagree.
Yes, you might well be right. Janet, thanks very much for your call.
Right.
You've won all the prizes that ever there were. She's gone.
Oh, well. Yeah. Bye.
Well, we've got to bag all these prizes up now. It's nearly the end of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
It's gone so fast.
It's all right, everyone. Ian's back on Monday.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
It's all right. It's fine.
You've got the weekend to recover.
Yeah, I think I've broken the programme. Sorry. No, Ian is back on Monday. We don't know where he is today. We had lots of guesses as to where he might be earlier, all of which I've lost, so I can't read you any of those. But suffice to say, well done, Janet, winning the Mystery Song Competition. It was quite tricky.
Lots
of entries. Thank you if you entered. We only had one taxi driver. That was a bit disappointing.
Yeah, it is a shame. I think that was Clive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We should send him some stuff.
We will send him a prize. He went 2.5 times round a roundabout. Which is fair enough.
A big roundabout, by the sound of it.
Which was great. So, boo on you, taxi drivers, if you're listening and didn't phone in to play that. Several rang up, and then when we told them what they had to do, they bottled it.
Yeah, they thought they just had to answer a question or something.
All you had to do was drive a fare round a roundabout as many times as you can before they got cross. And then we'd send you prize. That's all you had to do. It's not hard. You do it anyway. When I'm in... Wait, cab out.
When
here,
you're
you
in the
you
cab,
wait,
they
what's
do, gonna
yeah. Happen? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'll be going to snake land. Yeah, well, we never got to the bottom of St. Patrick, if you see what I mean. St. George, I still say, should be celebrated more because he killed a dragon, not a snake. That's, you know, I'm drawing a line under it now, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't care.
Good job. I've run out now, and my voice has now nearly gone, because did I mention I was ill?
No.
Ill? Yeah, look, I've got a cough and a cold.
Oh, that's terrible.
See?
Well, you've been doing all right.
I'm going away to lie down for the weekend now.
Okay.
Ian is back on Monday. I was John Holmes. That was Fat Mike, LBC 97.3. Good evening.